yeah, you know when that clock on the wall says 9 p.m., you know what that means. It's time for the best show, and here I am, the host of the best show. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm here with you for another 3 hours. Boy, jeepers creepers, what a fun show we have planned tonight. We're going to have the one and only Fred from Honolulu is going to be here. Doing the God knows whatever it is he does, he'll certainly be doing it tonight. He already showed up and demanded food, wanted to know what was up with the pizza situation. So apparently, I guess it's in his rider that he get pizza. Don't worry, your pizza's on the way, buddy. We're also going to finish out the Blowhard 100. Close that out. The top 100 blowhards of all time. Windbags. The phone number 201-332-3484. The best show is here for you. And I give you... Oh, if this song doesn't play. Oh, I'm telling you. If this is the wrong thing, oh, I'm telling you, you look out, Mike. You had nothing to do with it. You had nothing to do with it, Mike, but I'm going to put it all on you. Mike, you better pray that the right thing plays. You hear me, Mike? You better pray. You had zero to do with this. You better pray. It's the best show. Oh, it's the right thing. You're safe, Mike. Show. My name's Tom Sharpling, the host of the best show here on this wondrous Tuesday evening in late October.
There's something special about when summer becomes autumn. There's a certain kind of chill in the air that can only be cured by spiced apple cider.
Spice. Can we stop putting spice in everything? What spice is that, first of all? Spiced. What is that spice, Mike? Is it cinnamon? Yeah. When was apple cider not enough? Spice? I don't like why is cinnamon the thing? Cinnamon. I don't know. Cinnamon and apples? Maybe on apple pie, you put cinnamon on it. Keep it out of my apple cider, though, bro. Keep it out of my apple cider. I want nothing to do with that spiced apple cider. Make me want to barf. Lose my lunch. Toss my cookies. And other things that bring to mind. Throw up. Oh, who did we hear? The music. That's right. That's what's important. We just heard The Blind Shake. So good. They're so good. The song is Corpse on a Roof from their album Celebrate Your Worth, which comes out shortly on Goner Records. That's a good band, man. The Blind Shake. This album's great. Can't go wrong with it. You can't go wrong. Think I'm going to lead you wrong? No, I'm not. Because just like Garfunkel said, I'm on your side. Is that what he said? Did he say I'm on your side? I'm on your side. Oh, when darkness comes. You ever hear Paul Simon try to sing that song by himself? Guy can barely get through the middle part. When you're weird. It sounds like Mike. Wait. AP Mike and Paul Simon have the same singing voice. I've never heard Paul Simon do Hair of the Dog at karaoke, though. I have heard AP Mike do it. Which is really... There are so few highlights in this life. But when AP Mike, when we were at karaoke, and AP Mike started singing Hair of the Dog by Nazareth, and his phrasing, because the song goes, "Now y'all messing with her, son of a bitch, y'all messing with her." You remember your phrasing, Mike? You went, "Now you're messing with, son of a bitch!" I loved it. I'm telling you, I would do karaoke with Mike 5 nights a week. If I could. When he was, he did that, and then he did Streets of Philadelphia by Bruce Springsteen. Guy knows his way around the tune, man. And guys like me and Mike, we get it. When it comes to singing, either you've got it or you don't got it. We've both got it. The phone number, 201-332-3484. We're going to have Fred from Honolulu in here in a little bit. Why? I don't know. People, when I told a few people he was going to be on the show, it's like, oh, he's the worst. He's the worst call you've ever had in the history of the show. And I was like, nah, it's not true. They're like, yeah, he is. It's like, really? Like, yeah, he's terrible. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's that bad. I like him. I like the guy. I think he brings something to the table. He's all right in my book. Who's good here, Mike? Three. Your idea good or my idea good? More your idea. Let me just ask you, is this person on the line going to say anything like rick-a-bick-a-buck-a-bick-a-buck? He will? Best show.
Oh, good evening, Mike. Tom, this is Count of a Lunch, Bob.
Uh-oh.
How are you?
I'm good. To whom? Who is this now?
This is Count Avalanche Bob.
Count Avalanche. Oh, I get. Okay, so it's a. You're in a Halloween.
Yes, I am saying happy Halloween, scary Halloween to you.
It is a scary Halloween.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. What's going on in the background there, Avalanche Bob?
Oh, nothing. I had wrestling on, trying to turn it off.
Wrestling?
Yes.
Who
yes.
are your favorite wrestlers? Who are some of Avalanche? Now, let me say, first of all.
John Cena.
Okay. Let me just say, first of all, before you say the next one, the guy who's on the line right now, his name is Avalanche Bob. He's a guy who's been in the music game for a long time, all the way back to the late 50s, and he's still going, and he's the inventor of snowboard rock. Right, is that what it's called? Snowboard rock? Something like that?
Yeah, Yo Punk and Snowboard Rock.
Yes, he's the guy who invented that. So, you like John Cena?
Yes, John Cena. I like the Big Show. Quite a few of them. I like John Cena particularly, and I would say I also like The Miz, and of course, The Miz.
Who's that?
I don't know. He's a jerk who's on television right now. I really don't like him. I'm only kidding, Ron. He is one of the stupidest ones. And I like... let me see. You know, most of them. I know you're a great wrestling fan, right?
Yes. Now, when push comes to shove, who's your all-time favorite wrestler, Avalanche Bob?
My all-time favorite wrestler would probably be...
Let me see if I can get Hulk Hogan.
John Cena.
John Cena? Hmm.
Yes, right now, yes.
Okay. How about of all time?
All time, it would probably be Hulk Hogan, yes.
Yes, the master. Hulk Hogan.
I agree, yes.
The guy who brought it. He reinvented wrestling.
He
right?
certainly did, yes.
He was an artist, where others were just bags of meat injected with human growth hormone.
He changed the whole thing.
He brought an elegance. He was like the Fred Astaire of wrestling. I think that's why they call him that, the Fred Astaire of wrestling.
Right. You're absolutely right, Mike. Of course.
Okay.
I really like Hulk Hogan. And I also like, for crying out loud, Triple H.
Okay.
You like Triple H?
I don't know with the wrestling. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of wrestling.
Oh no, I thought you were. All...
I had a run in with a wrestler, and I kind of made me lose my taste for the sport.
Oh, you had a run in with him?
Yes.
I hope he didn't hurt you.
No, I actually got. Do you know Paul Orndorff? Do you know who that is?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, well he was driving a thresher, like a crop thing,
yeah,
in New Jersey down the street, and he actually ran me over with it.
Oh. So how you been, Tom?
Other than the thresher thing, I'm doing okay. So what do I, what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
I would like to do a Halloween song I wrote for you, maybe make you laugh a little.
Let's hear this. I can't wait to hear Avalanche Bob's Halloween song.
Okay. When you hear the sound of a don't you wear, I catch a black cat by its tail, which turns to a beautiful woman before your eyes. When you look out into the night and see a vampire cry, bloody tears pouring down the side. It's time to When you hear a china boom, man, you better give a room. Find yourself a secret place. Don't turn and boil in. Because the storm went boiling, and the witch in the toiling, and the doctor dying, and the ghost is crying. So it's time, yeah, you better dance, yeah. So turn into a spider, you gotta dance, yeah. Turn into a frog, yeah. The hag said you gotta dance to the hag, yeah. Oh, Tom?
Wow, that was great. That was really great. That might be your best song to date, Avalanche Bob.
Well, that's my Halloween song. I got a lot of Christmas songs.
Well,
and the album's coming out, and very shortly, we're working on it now. We're going to finish it up, and you're going to be blown away, Tom.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Because it's not only me. There's a lot of talent behind this.
All right, buddy. Can't wait.
Tom, you have a wonderful Halloween, okay?
You too, buddy. You have a great Halloween, too.
I keep...
So, that was a nice call. Dumba da da ba da ba da da hoy. Dumba da ba ba da ba ba da hoy. Dumba da ba ba da ba ba da hoy. Should I do No Dude Vember? I don't think we're going to do it next week. Because you know what it is? I'm going to have... This is the thing. Last year we did No Dude Vember, right? Where no dudes were allowed to call through the month of November. I don't know. Because first of all, I'm going to have guests who are dudes. I know there. I have one or two of them coming up. So I don't want anybody flagging me on that. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait. I'm not having a hard time with the dudes right now. It's not a plague on the show. I don't know. Thinking about it. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. We'll find out. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Eric in Long Island.
Eric in Long Island. What's up, Eric?
Hey, I have two for the topic, but, real quick, I just wanted to tell you something. I had a really, hard day today when my grandma passed this weekend, and, we had her funeral today, and, like, on the way, like, in the, like, on the way over when we were gonna bury her, like, when we were having the processional, like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was having some problems with some family members, like, doing something that kind of made the whole thing a little bit harder. And then I, just instinctively, I got into my car with my sister, and I turned on the Best Show, and it really helped me so much today. So I just wanted to thank you so much for the show and, like, keeping on hitting it, especially since, like, you've been saying how hard it's been.
It's hard, but it's not hard. I'm here, bro. Doing it. But thank you for saying that. I'm sorry to hear about your grandmother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. On a better note, I got two for the topic.
The topic being the Blowhard 100. Now, we have about half the list done. And it's a real who's who of windbags and hot air merchants. Who do you have for the list?
All right, my first, I think I'd put him in like a kind of lovable blowhard, but still, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, he is a blowhard, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, he has a very, like, proper view of, like, what should and shouldn't be comedy be, right?
Yeah, I would say Ricky Gervais is the,
Oh, yeah.
I think he might be the highest ranking comedian on this. Let's see. No, Jerry Lewis is number 3. Yeah, I could see putting Jerry Seinfeld on here. Let's put Jerry Seinfeld. Are you going to keep track of this, Dudio? Jerry Seinfeld 75. Please. Who else you got, bro?
I got one more. This is, they got to be here. Two guys from the Sonic commercials.
How are they blowhards? People have been hitting me up on Twitter all week saying to put the two Sonic. Do you know what a blowhard is?
Yeah, well, they have constantly nothing to say about... What are they supposed to say about...
It's not a TED Talk. It's a 30-second commercial. What, because they talk about Sonic all the time? What did you think they were going to talk about on a Sonic commercial? Come on. Tighten it up over there. Look, I'm sorry
to hear about...
Get off my phone. I'm so sorry to hear about your loss, but get off my phone. Truly sorry to hear about your loss. Get off my phone. Best show.
How's it going, Tom?
Oh, it's going well. To whom am I speaking?
My name's Andrew. I'm in Portland, Oregon.
Andrew in Portland, Oregon. I was just in Oregon over the weekend.
Huh. I didn't see you.
No, yeah, of course you didn't. I know that.
I'm a shut-in, though.
I could have told
you. I wouldn't have.
So what's up, Andrew?
Well, I wanted to submit for the topic David Fricke.
He's all right. Come on. He's a writer. What's he supposed to not write?
It's actually, you know, inspired more by his appearances in music documentaries.
Yeah. Look, I can't fault the guy. Look, is he my favorite? Man, maybe not. I don't know. But he's just a guy writing reviews of records. He's okay. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I seem to recall there's no judgment on being a blowhard. It's just... just kind of a state, you know?
Yeah, but you also have to say somebody in his position, he's infinitely less of a blowhard than a lot of other people in the same position.
Oh, that's fair. I think for me it's just that I just don't think he says anything of substance in this documentary.
Well, then that means, that means he's not a blowhard at all. He's a blow soft.
A blow soft.
Yeah, get off my phone. Best show.
Hello, Tom?
Hi. I think we are going to do No Dude Bember. Go ahead. Who's this now?
Hi. Sorry, this is Pat in D.C.
Pat in D.C. What's up, Pat?
I got a couple for the Blowhard 100.
Let's hear what you got. You got a very pro radio voice.
I'm not a pro, but I did do college radio.
You know who you sound like? You sound like one of my favorite DJs, there's a guy I used to listen to when I lived down in Atlanta who was a pretty hot DJ.
I am Jason Gore, going to be in here with you for a couple of hours. And at 9 o'clock tonight, from 9 until midnight, 3 hours of some of the deepest classic rock you've ever heard on the radio. In fact, some of it you
right,
may have
not
heard on the radio.
No, you're still
English
there.
English Nick gives you the vinyl
okay,
vineyard from
sorry,
9 until midnight tonight. That. You can hear it 24 hours a day. Right,
now you got kicked off. Nobody interrupts my favorite DJ.
At the count of three, I want you all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Jason Gore in with you until 6 a.m. So,
best show.
Hey.
Hi.
How's your night going, Tom?
Oh, it's going spectacularly. To whom am I speaking?
This is John.
Where are you calling from, John?
I'm calling from Philly.
All right. Tough guy, huh? Philly,
no,
classic Philly tough guy. No, I'm kidding. What's going on, John?
I got one for the list.
Oh,
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, no. Stop. Why is he a blowhard?
Yeah, it's causing a lot of stirs.
All right, just calm down. It's not causing a whole lot of stirs. He's just not, he's making a statement. It's all right. Do you disagree with his statement?
No, obviously not.
Well, I don't know if it's obviously not. Look, he's making a statement.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But do you think he's going about it the best way?
I don't care. He, if that's a statement he wants to make, then that's a statement he should make.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah, it is. Get off my phone. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Best show.
Hey, this is Jeremy from Brooklyn.
Hi, Jeremy. What's up?
I had two for the topic.
Let's hear. What do you got, Jeremy?
His first was Anthony Bourdain.
I think he's on the list already.
I wasn't sure. And what about Leonard Lopate?
He's number 8. Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, Leonard Lopate should make the list. Put him at 71, dude. Yeah, Leonard Lopate. Leonard Lopate, another guy responsible for... right? Remember what Leonard Lopate said about me?
I tried to find it online. I couldn't find it.
That he didn't understand the appeal.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, I heard that in the sound collage, and I looked it up online. I couldn't find the show.
You want to know what, Leonard? Right back at you, Chief. Right back at you. Thanks. Let me tell you all about a couple things, guys. I'm going to tell you all about one or two things. Such as... New sponsor to the show. HelloFresh. Now, HelloFresh, you know what they do over at HelloFresh? They basically do an awesome service where they, it's a meal kit delivery service, and they make cooking fun, easy, and convenient. Each week, HelloFresh creates delicious new meals and recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time. 30 minutes. And HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste. It's pretty simple. Basically, they create the recipes. So whether you're, and then you say what you would want to eat. They have a classic box or a veggie box, and then soon they're going to be launching a family box. And customers can order 3, 4, or 5 meals per week that are designed for either 2 or 4 people. New recipes created every week. So whether you're a busy professional, a large family that runs at a breakneck pace, or somebody who simply wants to start cooking more, HelloFresh makes it easier, tastier, and healthier than ever to enjoy the experience of cooking new recipes and eating together at home. From creating the recipes and planning the meals to grocery shopping and even delivering all the pre-measured ingredients, HelloFresh bring it right to your door so you skip the trip. Brings people together. You cook. Very nice. And the stuff all shows up right at your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. Really good stuff, man. I'm telling you. HelloFresh. Stop eating fast food. Go home, cook some nice food for yourself with HelloFresh. So what you do, you go to HelloFresh. You got to check the website because they didn't put it in the copy. Don't worry. I'm on it, HelloFresh. I'm helping make sure everyone works together here. HelloFresh.com. You go to HelloFresh.com to get $35 off your first week of deliveries. And enter Best Show when you subscribe. Again, $35 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh. Oh, see, here it is in the copy. They were right. I was wrong. Sorry, HelloFresh. But seriously, Best Show is the offer code. $35 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com. Make some nice, healthy, delicious food. HelloFresh. Make some food, bruh. And then Indochino. What is Indochino? Well, I'm going to tell you what Indochino is. Indochino.com. This is a place where it's clothing for gentlemen. Now, this ain't just some thing you put on and it don't fit right, and you end up looking like you're in the Stop Making Sense, walking around in a giant suit. No. Indochino, they do the fitting on these things. They make sure it's exactly tailored to you. And that's the difference between a measured suit or shirt versus a generic off-the-rack shirt or suit. I was measured for one of these. We did it at home. They give you all the tools to do it. And it is easy, and you get to know your measurements, and now you can make sure that your clothes fit the way they're supposed to, and you can look as great as you're supposed to. So what you do, it's very simple. They've got a ton of amazing stuff over at Indochino. Go to Indochino.com, Indochino. Drop by one of their, or you can go by one of their 9 North American showrooms. Pick out what you want. They've got hundreds of fabrics and patterns. You choose your customizations from lapels to pleats to jacket linings. Submit your body measurements, and then on the website, it tells you how to measure yourself correctly so you can give them the exact specifics on the garment. And then you kick back. It says here, kick back, relax. Or you don't have to relax. You can just not worry about your suit. And then in just 4 weeks, an amazing suit is going to show up at your door. I say, yeah. They say kick back, relax. Yeah, kick back and relax. So this is what you do. You listen to the best show. You want something nice. You want to look nice when you go to a nice thing. Maybe you got the holidays coming up. You want to have a nice suit. Any premium Indochino suit. It's just $389 at Indochino.com when you enter BEST at checkout. That's 50% off the regular price for a made-to-measure premium suit. Plus, the shipping is free. It's Indochino.com, promo code BEST for any premium suit for just $389 with free shipping. You'll never worry about badly fitting suits or expensive trips to the tailor again. Indochino.com. Put on a suit, bruh. Best show. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. This is Sam from Tempe.
Who is this now? Sam?
Yep.
In Tempe?
Yes.
What's going on in Tempe tonight, bro?
Just watching some basketball.
Who are you watching?
Cleveland and New York. The Knicks.
Yeah, Knicks are losing, huh?
That's correct.
The World Series is also on tonight, right?
Yeah, it is.
But you chose to watch opening night basketball. Sir, I want to say to you, you made the right choice. I'm with you on that. I'd rather watch October NBA than October baseball. You get it. Who's your favorite team?
I'm a Pistons fan.
Ah. You, sir, are going to be cheering for the free throw adventures of Andre Drummond.
Yeah, it's a heck of an adventure.
He's the worst. He can't shoot free throws. It's terrible.
You think he'd learn or try.
I might teach him how to shoot free throws. I might have to teach him. What do you think about that? I'll go show him how to shoot free throws.
I mean, can't practice. Really hurt at this point.
Yeah. What is he going to shoot? 10% from the field after I teach him? No. So, well, what can I do for you, young man?
I had asked you for the topic.
Let's hear it.
Sports one, Chris Berman.
Yeah, that's a good one, Chris Berman. 32, please, for Chris Berman.
And I don't know if this one qualifies, but Van Morrison?
Nah, he's not a blowhard. He's just a grouch.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's good. Right?
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that one.
What's your favorite Van Morrison song?
Is none of the above an option?
Oh. Guy don't like Van Morrison. Look.
That's not my thing.
I'm kind of with you, buddy. I'm kind of with you. It's not my thing either. I like them. The Van Morrison albums, not so much.
Yeah.
Because you know why? I like rock music. That's what it comes down to. Thanks, buddy. Best show.
Hey.
Hey. Is that how you talk to me?
No, sorry. Hello. Really, hello, Tom.
That's really how you introduce yourself? You say, hey?
Yeah.
What is this, horses? What are you, at a stable?
It was weak, yeah.
You're feeding a horse? You say, hey. You don't even say, you don't even say, hey, when you're feeding a horse, hey. What's your name? Well, what's your name, Mr. Rude?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Rude Ryan. What's up, Rude Ryan?
Nothing. I'm in Seattle. Okay. Had a couple for the topic.
Yeah, you know, you want to know, you're rude. You're from Seattle. I was in Seattle this week, too, last week. I had a couple run-ins with a few people there. That's a rude. I think. See, I never thought of Seattle as a rude city. I'm starting to think it might be.
I think it can be. Yeah.
Well, it's proven by you.
Damn. Wow. Sorry.
What do you got for the topic?
Do you guys do Seth MacFarlane yet?
Is he a blowhard?
Seth MacFarlane. Family Guy. Yeah. A little bit. Cosmos. I had the Cosmos show.
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson made the list.
He doesn't bother me, but Seth MacFarlane does. And I feel like when I watched the new Cosmos, it was I could feel him all over that show, the dumb animation and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
There's really, he's all like over it. What is that, one guy, Quagmire in it or something?
No, he produced the whole thing.
But I mean, what's it? What? How does he remind you? He's like, giggity, giggity.
He's smug.
The black hole, giggity, giggity. Is that what he's saying? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You're gone. You're garbage. You're a best show. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
These dudes, man, they're killing me. I was not going to do No Dude Vember. These dude, not you though, not you. I'm giving you all the chance to change the thing. What's your name? What's your name?
Oh man, that's a lot of pressure. This is Ronnie in Oakland, California.
All right, Ronnie, what's up?
I had one for the topic.
Let's hear it.
I know that you're not a big Warriors fan, which I happen to be, but. Anderson Varejao's got to be on the list. That dude is pretty rough.
Why? Why is he a blowhard?
Well, just the flopping and the, you know, all the...
Do you know what a blowhard is?
Yeah.
The guy flops in a basketball game, so you make him a blowhard?
Yeah.
No! Dude! Vember! No, dude, Vember is on! You guys made me do it. And look, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to have dudes in the studio now and again. So I don't want anybody moaning that I have a dude in the studio because I have these things booked. It's been taking months to get some of these things happening. I'm not going to cancel it, but I'm canceling the callers. No Dude Vember is a caller-based sport. You dudes made it happen. This is the worst battalion of calls I've ever had. Right? You with me, Mike? And I just got to say this. Mike's out there wearing a Mets, not a Mets hat, a Cubs hat. That's the other way I knew the World Series was happening. Mike shows up in a Cubs cap. And he's saying, what's up with my Cubbies tonight? I was like, wait, aren't you a Mets fan? He's like, Mets suck. Cubs rule. Like, I don't know. I think I remembered him being a... If there's a... This is what I'll say. If there is a Cubs fan and a Cleveland Indians fan out there, I want to talk to one of each. I want to assign you each with responsibilities. Best show.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Goodbye. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
It's Dave in Philadelphia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. What's up, Dave?
I just had one for the topic. He might have been said already, but is Aaron Sorkin on the list yet?
I think he is on the list. I think Aaron Sorkin's at 37, yes.
Oh, all right. What about Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless is on the list already. Skip Bayless is 6.
Ooh, well, if you have a moment, I'd like to just say thank you, Tom. I was able to use that promo code you got for the Chris Gethard tickets, and the show did not disappoint. So
great.
Thank you so much for that. I will say one thing. I was a bit taken aback when Chris came out and he didn't have legs and instead had 2 blue e-cigarettes. That was a little joke.
I'll give that guy points on that. That was pretty good. It's the e-cig leg guy. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Sean in Los Angeles.
Sean in Los Angeles. What's up, Sean?
Nothing much. I turfed out pretty hard last week, so I just wanted to give another one for the topic.
What happened last week?
I just got a little nervous talking to you and repeated what you said to me right back to you.
That's all right. That's all right. You're here again. Well, let's start over. What do you got?
Steve Harvey.
How is he a blowhard? Teach me.
Well, I think he writes those books and he has that website about helping women become more dateable and, like, act like a woman. And, you know, he kind of just, you know, also a blowhard is loud and just always talking. It, you know, kind of reminds me of Alec Baldwin.
86, Steve Harvey, please. Very good. Thanks, bro. I might start No Dude Vember tonight. The way this is going. I'm going to say this. If there's 3 bad dude calls in a row, No Dude Vember starts tonight. Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Michael from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. What's up?
I'm about to have a few for the topic, if I may.
Let's hear it.
All right, so the first one I have is Dudio telling his law dog story.
So you're saying Dudio is a blowhard?
Well, just when he was telling that just never-ending story.
Dudio just when he was telling the never-ending slaw dog story. No, but it ended.
Yeah, otherwise, great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. Of course he's a great. Look, he's the best. It's Dudio.
Yeah, I felt bad. I had to do it, but yeah. I have a few more if you like.
One more.
Okay. Would you prefer a specific person, or would you prefer like
put
a,
your best
a,
foot forward? Put your you put your best foot forward.
Best one. Pressure. I'm going to say the marketing person whose idea it is to do a year-long goodbye tour for an athlete.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if that actually makes a list. I get the spirit of what you're saying.
Fair enough.
Thanks, bro. Not a bad call yet. Best show.
Hey, how are you, Tom? It's wonderful to speak to you.
I'm telling you, please, if there's any non-dudes out there, please, for the love of God, please call. All I hear are these. And look, you might be the nicest guy on earth. I don't know yet. But I'm just saying, I can't take the sound of dudes' voices. So what's up?
I have 2 for the topic.
Let's hear it.
I couldn't believe that nobody's brought up Brian Williams, who is just the biggest blowhard that immediately came to mind when the topic came up.
Yeah. Brian Williams, 24.
Okay. And then I have another as well. From the other side of the political spectrum, but it's maybe not. Matt Drudge, the man in the pork pie hat.
Is he a blowhard?
He's definitely a creep.
Yeah, well, look, he might be a creep. That hat might be a little tight on his head, right?
Yeah.
The pork pie hat. Not too affected. Thanks, bro. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is...
I can't do it. Best show.
Hey, Tom. It's Listener T.
You almost got hung. Until you said Listener T. Go ahead. How are you, Listener T? Good to hear from you.
I'm well, thanks. I'm glad I did not trigger No Dude Zimmer.
No, it's close. It's so close.
I do have one for the topic. Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Ted Nugent makes the list. Ted Nugent, 16.
Ooh, nice.
Ted Nugent.
All right, that's it. I'll call another time to talk more.
Thank you, buddy. I hope you're well.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Best show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Did you misdial? Did you call a wrong number or something?
No. I'm calling.
Because you're not the 850th dude to call.
I know. I chose a good night.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Antonia in Ridgewood.
Antonia in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
No, actually, in Queens, not far from where your painted ad used to be.
That's true. Yes, the mural.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How are you?
It's gone.
How are you, Antonia?
I'm doing well. I'm working and just listening to the best show.
Well, thank you for listening. And thank you for working.
You're welcome.
So what can I do for you tonight?
So I have one for the topic, and it's a woman. So I'm a woman, and I have a blowhard woman for you.
Let's hear it.
It's Amanda Palmer.
Mm, 56, Amanda Palmer.
Whoa, six, really?
Tell me why. 56. Why is Amanda Palmer a blowhard?
Because she did that whole, a couple years ago, Kickstarter, raising money for her album, and then crowdsourced musicians and didn't pay them, and then wrote a whole book called The Art of Asking, I believe, in which she basically justified it by saying, it's okay to ask people, not kind of realizing that, of course, if you're privileged, it's a lot easier to ask for things than if you're not, for example.
Yes, or you can ask if you're privileged and you just might not get them.
Right.
You
right.
Might get to
exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, that's a good one. You made the list, Antonia. What's work? What is work for you? I don't want you to say exactly where you are, but what type of work are you in?
I'm in graduate school for clinical psychology.
Ah.
Yes.
Well, can you maybe tell me this? As a burgeoning clinical psychologist, am I losing my mind or are the calls terrible tonight?
It's definitely a lot of male representation.
Well, that's not even the problem. It's not even that it's male representation. It's just boring. I'm not going to just say dudes suck because they're dudes. Right? I just want exciting people to call. And look, there's been some good calls, but it's just a guy calling.
Let's say Andrew Varejao is a blowhard because he flops when he gets felt.
It's like, that's not what, it's like you try to pay a little bit of attention. That's all I'm asking. A little bit of attention. Thank you, Antonio.
It's an important thing.
Can you write me a prescription, please? Can you write a prescription for me? Is there anything to take away this pain you can prescribe for me, doc?
Oh, man, no. I guess No Dude Zimmer has to be on. I guess that's the best medicine.
Yeah, it might. It might have to be. I didn't want to do it. But it might have to happen.
Well, yep. Maybe I'll call again if that happens.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ah! How dare you use that type of language to me? Maybe I should shut up and listen. Maybe you ought to shut up and stop calling this program. Get off my phone, you little weasel.
Best show.
Hi, how's it going, Tom? It's John in Lindenhurst here.
What's up, John?
I had a couple for the topic.
What do you got?
I'm not sure if anyone mentioned him yet, but Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Let's see. Bill Maher. Is Bill Maher on the list? I think he is. I think Bill Maher made the list. I think Andy Kindler willed him onto the list. Even, if, even if we didn't add him to, even if I took him off the list, Andy Kindler would, with his mind powers, would put him back on. Let's see.
All right, I had one other suggestion.
Hold on. I don't see him on the list.
Ah, bingo.
48, Bill Maher.
All right. And I had one other one as well.
Well, let's hear it.
Lars Ulrich.
He's on the list, I believe. I believe Lars Ulrich is on there.
All right, then. Those are my two for the night.
What's that
Thank
now?
You.
21, Lars Ulrich.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? All right, bro. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going? It's Samir in Florida.
Oh, this is a quality caller. This is a quality
caller.
I
hope so. It has not
been
a good evening so far.
This guy's, what's that? It hasn't been what?
It hasn't been a good evening so far, I feel for you. First, you mentioned that you got attacked in a thresher accident.
Well, look.
And then the callers have done all this.
Have I been good tonight? Yes.
Of course.
In fact, have I been good tonight? No, I've been great tonight. But do I have to put up with? I got to hear. Thank you. I got to hear these guys. I got Wally Wacky Man crying on Twitter about God knows what. He's claiming that he's not in a. Okay. What was that? Were you running a haunted house over there?
I was going outside because since I spoke to you last, I became a dad, so I had to just step outside to not disturb
right.
the baby.
Okay, you might want to look into some WD-40 at some point, but I understand.
That was a Halloween sound effect as well.
Okay, good. It was a Halloween sound. So what do I owe the pleasure, Samir from Florida?
I have a suggestion for the blowhards list to someone who I think actually. Is a blowhard.
Who's that?
It's my compatriot, Piers Morgan.
Yeah, Piers Morgan's a blowhard.
He's awful.
68, Piers Morgan, please.
That's pretty good.
Yes. How are things? Good?
Things are good, thanks, Tom. I'm very excited to talk to you.
I am, too. I've not heard. Not, it's been a long time. You don't be such a stranger, Samir. We used to talk
all the time.
We used to talk all the time.
I know, like a true hero, I can blame my wife, whose work schedule changed, so now she comes home later on Tuesdays, so I can't listen to you live.
Wow.
Blah blah blah. But I'm here today.
I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
And really enjoying the show, so it was good to talk to you.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Night. That's nice. A little blast from the past, Samir. Yeah, so I was saying about Wally Wacky Man. Last week I read a news report that he was convicted of embezzling from a chain of nursing homes and was sentenced to, I think, it was like 88 years in jail. I found out that is not true. That was a false report. So I would like to... from the bottom of my heart, apologize to Wally Wacky Man, who has a movie coming out, by the way. I think it's called Wacky Man. What if it's called Wacky Man or something? I don't even know what it's called. But he's got this movie coming out, a documentary called Wacky Man. I don't know what it's called. This movie might not even have a title, for all I know. Right? Wacky, it's like Wacky Man, Rise of a something? I don't know. Rise of the Machines or something? I don't know. Let me see here. Wacky Man movie. Here it is. What's it called? It's called The Accountant. No, he's not in The Accountant. That's not about him. I saw The Accountant. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The Accountant. Who would have thought a movie about an accountant would make me fall asleep in the theater? What a relaxing sleep that was. As I literally fell asleep. I don't know what the name of this movie is. Wally Wacky Man's movie. I wish someone could tell me. Wacky Man Rise of the Machines. It was Wacky Man Rise of the Machines. Somebody just confirmed it. But no, he is not in jail for 88 years. So I'd apologize to the Wally Wacky Man, whatever, to Wally Wacky Man. And everyone should go see his movie, Wally Wacky Man. Whatever it's called. Wally Wacky Man. Wally Wacky Man, Fast and the Feltiest. Best show. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Rebecca from Philadelphia.
Rebecca from Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Tough guy city, right?
Yes,
you all, sure. You got a chip on your shoulder down there, right?
I mean, I don't personally, but...
You sound a little bit like you got a small chip. You have a small chip on your shoulder, Rebecca.
Well, I'm kind of unsure about my two offerings to the topic tonight.
What are your offerings for the topic?
Alec Trebek. Does he fit into the blowhard?
I don't know if he's a blowhard. He hosts a show, so he does a lot of talking. Does he just blather on about things?
No, but he kind of comes across as being a jerk because he knows all the answers.
Yeah, he's got a pompous quality to him. Meanwhile,
yeah,
he's got
maybe he's more pompous than a blowhard.
He's got blue cards that have all the answers on them, right?
Yeah.
So what is the name of this movie? I can't find the name of this Wally Wacky Man movie. Let's see. Well, I went to his website, and it just says, welcome. Come on, tighten it up, Wally Wacky Man. So who else do you have for the list, Rebecca? Hello? Where'd you go? Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Andy from North Carolina.
What's up, Andy?
I have got one for the topic.
What do you got?
So this is one who it's someone who I really actually really really like, but I think Jonathan Richman from the first Modern Lovers album is a blowhard.
So you mean the Jonathan Richman, the guy who would talk? This might make sense because he'd lecture you about what you're eating
and drop out of BU. And like I'm Straight, that's kind of a blowhard song, right?
I'm Straight is a blowhard song. It's a great song, but it's got some blowhard qualities in it.
Oh yeah, I love it. I think it's one of the best songs ever. But I think it goes in that direction.
You know what I'm going to say? No, because I love it too much. I know there can be kindly blowhards, but we're stretching on that one. But I get the spirit of what you're saying. I get the spirit of it.
Well, that's fair enough.
But we can't have a list that that's missing some of these people, some heavy hitters in the blowhard, the world of blowhards. Right.
That's fair. Can I suggest another one then?
Oh, by all means.
Can I say Jello Biafra?
He's a kindly blowhard. Yeah, let's put him on the list.
Awesome.
We'll put him at 88, Jello Biafra. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks.
So I went to Seattle late last week. Maybe that's why I have not. So I missed two nights sleep in the last 5 days. That's where I'm at. A little tired. I'm running myself down. I'm done trying. I've been out of town every weekend. I'm done with that. No more. No moss. I go nowhere now. I'm home. Done. Because you know what it is? You start to push and then it pushes back at some point. I already got sick once a couple weeks ago. Can't do it no more. I don't want to keep getting sick. I don't really want to be run down. I feel like I'm running myself down for good. Like, look, I'll say this. I don't know if I ever talked about this publicly. Like, when I was, when I did these Celebrity Apprentice recaps about 6 years ago, five, 6 years ago, I pulled an all-nighter every week to do them because I would watch the show, be on Sunday night, and then I would stay up all night and write the recap so that they could put it up Monday afternoon, like at noon, I think they went up. So I pulled an all-nighter every week that show was on, and I paid a real price health-wise for that. I did not feel right for a long time after that, for probably about a year after that. I did not feel right. So I don't know. I can't do these all-nighters no more. 71 years old, for God's sake. I can't do them anymore. And the Celebrity Apprentice recaps, I don't want to talk about it. Get asked, you want to do an article about it? No, I don't. You vulture, you didn't pay me the first time. I'm going to do it a second time. You threw me $200 a thing or whatever it was. You had to dance to get it. No, I don't. I got nothing else to say, but what am I going to say about that? So, yeah, so I had an early flight to Seattle on Thursday. Like one of those 6:30, 6:40 a.m. flights. So you miss a full night. You miss sleep then. I didn't sleep that night. Fly in. Get in around 10 a.m. to Seattle. I love Seattle. That's a great city. But this time, there was some rude... I kept running into rude people there. And look, on here I know I'm a little crabby on the radio. I'm telling you, off the radio, tell them, Mike, how nice am I off the radio? Mike's very nice. Studio. You said extremely nice. See? And look, these guys are not under any sense of duress to say that. So I get in. I'm like, ooh, let me go to my the hotel. I got off hotels.com. Except I find out, oh, that's not a hotel. That's an apartment building that they rent out as hotel rooms. What a... So yeah, nah, I'm like, hey, can I, any chance of early check-in or anything like that? On the phone for 20 minutes, they come back, nah, it's not. What? I didn't sleep yet. Nothing? I can't even get in a little earlier? No. Because it's an apartment building. So I'm like, well, I got to get my suit ready for the wedding, so I'll go find a dry cleaner. And look, you go to New York, you throw a rock, you hit a dry cleaner, they'll do your suit in 15 minutes. I go there, I call around, I call this one place. And look, I can't ask the hotel I'm staying at because it's not a hotel. Why are you listed on hotels.com if you're an apartment building? Yeah. Silly me expecting some aspect of a hotel from a room I rented on hotels.com. And it was perfectly nice. It was just an apartment, not a hotel. So then I call this one dry cleaner. I'm like, hi, I have a suit and I need to have it dry cleaned for tomorrow. Guy goes, end of day. Like, okay, end of day. What does end of day mean? I said, what time is end of day? He said, the 6 o'clock. I was like, well, that won't work because I have something at 5. I can't. He goes, end of day, 6 o'clock. And I was like, well, I would need it earlier than that. He goes, go somewhere else, and hangs up. Well, that's charming. Aren't you a sweet talker? So I find another dry cleaner. I have to get there. I have 15 minutes to get there before they can't get done. So I go to get a cab. Cabby goes, yeah, that's 2 blocks. I was like, 2 blocks? He's like, yeah, 2 blocks. 2 blocks away. So I walk. Hey, you know, 2 blocks. I literally went 10 blocks, and I'm still not there. He just didn't want to budge. He didn't want to move his cab. He wants to take someone to the airport. He didn't want some local thing. You know what? I understand your thing, but you're driving a cab. Don't drive a cab then. You get to pick and choose. Then I go, I'm walking, I get to another hotel because I need to get this suit to this place in time. Say to the guy, yeah, this is the address of this dry cleaner. Can I get a cab there? And he goes, yeah, that's like 10 blocks away or 12 blocks away. I'm like, okay, well, can I get a cab? He's like, you got to get the cab from that guy because he had the second cab in the line. And I was like, okay, well, and then there's nobody in that cab. The first cab was empty. I was like, well, can you take me? There's nobody in that cab. And he said, no, you got to wait for that cab driver to come back. I can't take you. So I wait a little bit. No sign. Now time's running out now. No sign of the cab driver. So then, like, I got to go. So I walk. This guy said it was 10 blocks. It was 1 block away. Oh, these cab drivers, man. I tell you, thumbs down, Seattle cab drivers. So I drop the suit off. Now I got time to kill before. And look, I know there's people going, ooh, first world problems. Yeah. Oh, no, they are. We're in the first world. These are first world problems. I don't want to hear it. You know, if you're not living in a town where you got drones flying over your head, dropping bombs on you, everything's kind of a first world problem compared to a lot of that stuff. But don't tell me, because I know. I know it is. I know. It's not the end of the world. Somebody just said Mike threw his Cubs hat out. And he drew Chief Wahoo on a paper bag, and he's wearing that on his head now. Proud logo. Proud. That's a proud moment, that logo. Yeah, no one regrets that still. No, no chance. Still wear that on your head, really? Look yourself in the mirror when you get up in the morning. You have that on a garment that you actually purchased in the 21st century. No problem with that. Hey, is Fred here? Send him in, Mike. Please. Please, Mike. I mean to yell at Mike. Mike's a good guy. I'm pro Mike. Mike made the studio do it, and Mike's got this apmike.bandcamp.com, by the way. It's his, yeah, don't worry about the mic, right? Fixing the mic right now. I'm not turning your mic on for a long time. Where you can put the headphones on and listen. Does your cohort want to come in and watch? Come on in, Hannah.
Hannah. Get in here, Hannah.
You know who that is? Adam Driver.
Hannah. What's your problem, Hannah? Hannah. What the frick, Hannah?
So, drop the suit off. Now I got nowhere to go. I got 4 hours before I can get into this dumb fake hotel. So naturally, where do I go? I haven't eaten anything all day yet. So, what a better place to go than to the movies. And I go to Cinerama, this beautiful theater. What a nice theater that is. And again, Seattle's a great city. Great city. Could do without a few of these rude people in it. They should know better. But this movie theater, so nice. And what a better way to see The Accountant. So I go see The Accountant, which, for people who don't know, it's a movie in which Ben Affleck is on the spectrum and is an accountant who tracks down dirty money from all over the world and also kills people. You know, one of those movies. And I'm watching this movie, and first of all, I'm like, oh, I haven't eaten yet, so of course, what should I eat? Yeah, I'll have some of that half-sweet, half-chocolate popcorn, please. That will be perfect on an empty stomach after flying 6 hours and not sleeping. By all means, I'll have a medium bag of it, please. Oh, that's how big a medium is? Perfect. So I'm watching this movie, The Accountant. And it's entertaining. It's not Jack Reacher entertaining. I'm going to say this. These people, they make references to Jack Reacher as if it's like a punchline or something. That Jack Reacher, I didn't see the new one. I can't wait. That first Jack Reacher movie is not bad. I'm telling you, it's not bad. Tom Cruise has one great line in that movie. He has many great lines in that movie, I think. One where he says, a guy says to him, I'm going to need to see some ID. And then at one point he goes, I'm going to need to see something. And then Jack Reacher says to him, how about the inside of an ambulance? And I was like, that's a good line. And then at the other point, he says on the phone to the guy, I'm going to kill you. I'm coming for you, and I'm going to kill you. And I was like, this might be my favorite movie. Jack Reacher 1. I can't wait to see this new Jack Reacher movie. I'm telling you. I'm pro Reacher. I think people laugh at it because it's named Jack Reacher. But how can you pass on a movie that has Werner Herzog as the villain in it? He's the villain in the first Jack Reacher movie. He didn't write or direct it. He acts in it. I'm telling you. And I also want to do this Werner Herzog pod. I'll watch all the Werner Herzog movies before 2016 ends if I can figure out a way to charge for it on a podcast. I already saw one, Jack Reacher. Now I need to see the other 785 Werner Herzog movies. That'll be a great thing as I'm limping toward the end of 2016, that stretch between Christmas and New Year's, cramming in Werner Herzog movies. Somebody figure out a way I can do it and charge for a podcast. I'll do a series of podcasts. I'll charge for it. I'll watch all those movies. I'll watch all of them. And Mike, I'll give you a free download. I'll give you exactly what you gave me from apmike.bandcamp.com. Zilch. I'll give you right back at you, Mike. What's that now? Didn't you offer me a shirt? No, you all, you wrote out on a piece of paper a little coupon code for a shirt. And you handed it to me as I was lugging a box of the shirts to your car. But don't worry, you gave the guys in spray paint 3 free shirts each. The guy, the drummer from spray paint was washing his car with one of them. He didn't know what to do. So I'm sitting in the theater watching this movie. First half hour, perfectly fine. Then he's in. Then Ben Affleck's talking Ben Affleck's talking to Anna Kendrick. And then I'm like, oh, I fell asleep for 5 minutes. How about that? Then watch a little bit more. I'm thinking, I woke up again. How about that? This movie's like a baseball game. You can kind of, every once in a while, just shut your eyes. Then when you hear machine guns going off, you wake up again.
It's like a war.
Your mic's not on. Nice fake laugh. This guy, what a misfire this was, bringing this guy into the studio. Gethard told me not to do it. Sorry I didn't listen to you, Chris. So, I'm watching The Accountant falling asleep. I already ate half this bag of half popcorn, half chocolate popcorn. I feel like I want to vomit now. And a couple days later, I go to Portland. I'm sorry I didn't see anybody I know in Portland or Seattle, for that matter. I was there for very specific purposes in a very tight timeline. So Saturday at night, I'm driving around Portland, and I get lost trying to get back to my actual hotel. That's right. Thank you, Portland, and hotels.com, for giving me an actual hotel when I booked a hotel. I pull over, and then I'm on the street trying to figure out where I am, and then I see a guy walking toward my car. This guy looked like the villain in the first Karate Kid movie. What was his name? Billy Zabka. As if Billy Zabka was on some, God knows what this kid was on. I see, well, he's like, he can't be walking toward my car. He's just crossing the street, happens to be going. Walks to my car. I'm like, and now I'm trying to figure out, because it's a rental car, I'm trying to figure out how to lock the doors real fast, and I couldn't figure it out. Guy opens the back door of my car, climbs in the back seat of the car, and then he's like, I'm like, get out of my car. He's like, can you take me home? I'm like, no, get out of my car. He's like, come on, man. It's like, get out! And I yelled at him at one point, this is not a car. Which I meant to say, this is not an Uber. But I yelled, this is not a car! And then he went, well, but if, whatever. And he got out. I think I blew his mind when I said, this is not a car. He's probably like, it might not be a car. Then I noticed one of the proud things in Seattle, in Portland, Voodoo Donuts. I'm like, boy, let me get a donut. And I look, and there's a line out the door, and I go get on that line, and it didn't move for 10 minutes. I'm just like, there is no donut I'm waiting this long on a line for. This line will take over an hour to get a donut. And look, would I have wanted one of their NyQuil donuts? Because that's what they used to make at one point, were donuts filled with NyQuil. Actually, no, I would not have. That's disgusting. But yeah, those are two beautiful cities. People in Seattle need to tighten up the tude a little bit. Then flying back, red eye. Like, here we go, let's sleep. Time to sleep. We can do this, Tom. Let's sleep. Got that seat? Got that air? That wing seat, right? I'm telling you this. If I'm on a plane, and then they actually need me to assist people, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll say this right now. I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably assist everybody. I can't say 100% that I will. If I got that seat by the exit, I might bounce out that thing. And I'll tell you, I'm bringing my bag with me. They say, leave your stuff behind. No, I'm not. I'm not leaving my bag behind. I'm going out that door with my bag. I'll assist people with my bag over my shoulder. But I'm sitting in that window seat, ready to sleep, praying that the middle seat stay open. Please let this middle seat not be occupied. But then, aisle seat was taken up by a guy who looked like he was dressed from head to toe in Seattle Seahawks gear. Looked like a special teams coach. Middle seat, here comes this lady. She seems nice. I close my eyes. And she starts doing that, she's crossing over the armrest. Look. Armrest is neutral zone, lady. She's squirming the whole time. Squirming. Squirming. Kept waking me up. Squirming. Bumping me. Jostling me. Squirming. Plane lands. She says to me, I'm sorry if I was squirming. I didn't get my restless leg syndrome medicine and refilled in time. Great. Well, don't worry, lady. I'm going to be at work in 2 hours. And I didn't sleep. Because you couldn't refill your restless leg syndrome medication. I actually have just received notice, an amendment to the Wally Wacky Man situation. First of all, the movie, I still cannot find the name of this movie. Maybe it doesn't have a name. I don't know. No one knows the name of the Wally Wacky Man movie? It's like Rise of the Wacky Man or something like that? Something like that. Oh, I love this. Somebody said, will we ever get No Fredgeruary? Yeah. We very well might get it, bro. Hang tight. People hate Fred from Honolulu, or they love him. Well, have you actually yet to meet anyone who loved him? I think I'm the only one who loves him. But I am being told that he is, I apologize for the accusations of the embezzling from a senior citizen's home. I'm being told allegations, these are just allegations, he has been engaging in some sort of war dogs type activity in the Middle East, where he's selling weapons. I need confirmation on that. And I'm being told the movie's called Wacky Man, Rise of a Puppeteer. H-Man is telling me, look, H-Man is a sweet kid. He comes through. Wally Wacky Man, you didn't tell me to name your own movie. H-Man tells me. Sweet guy, H-Man. You know I love you, buddy. I love you, H-Man. Last week, I did the best show, left the best show studio, forgot my charger for my laptop, drove back, parked at a weird angle because it was 1 a.m. at this point, and it's a ghost town, a veritable ghost town at 1 a.m. Park at a weird angle. Look, admittedly not the all-time best parking job from me, but no one's on the street. So yeah, no one's on the street. Then suddenly I see a cop car parked, just waiting for me to move. So I run out of my car. Now I got to run back and move it Cop car's not moving. Waits for me to park it properly. And look, I know I was not parked perfectly. It's 1 a.m. I park. Cop car pulls flush with my car. I roll the window down. He's got his window down already. I say, I'm sorry. I know that was a terrible parking job. That was really stupid. Cop goes, you think? And then he lifts up. He's this cop, no joke. He's vaping in his cop car. He lifts up his little vape thing and takes a puff off his little vape cigarette. His little vape stick. You think? Vape. So you listen to me, vape cop. Sorry, I didn't park perfectly. Oh, if I could give a ticket to cops who do things. First, I ticket that cop. Vaping in a public vehicle. I'm sure that's an offense. So you listen up, vape cop. Not cool. I'm not going to say anything any more aggressive than that. In case vape cop is listening. I'm not going to say anything more than thumbs down, vape cop. Thumbs down. Can you handle that, vape cop? You think? Ugh, you macho. That macho thing. Ugh. Macho cop. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, it's Russ out in Newbridge Plains. How are you tonight?
Good, good. How are you tonight, Russ?
I'm great. I'm listening to the show. It's a winner as usual.
Ah, thank you, Russ.
Great stuff. And I'll tell you, I'm loving this fall weather. It's finally fall, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's that time of year. Finally,
getting crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Have to wear a jacket, which yeah. I love because you know I'm a little heavy up top, so mm-hmm. I like to conceal a little bit.
Sure, I know
something probably everyone can relate to.
Sure, you wear a jacket and
yeah, it's nice.
It changes your look a little bit.
It does. Kind of like Fonzie, you know?
Sure, he wore a leather jacket.
No, he didn't. He wore a windbreaker.
Okay. Have you ever
seen... Oh, no. No, you're right. I think he might have worn a leather jacket later. I stopped watching after the second season.
Yeah, so you watched like 5 episodes of Happy Days?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I did come back at the end when he became a teacher, which mm-hmm. I loved. And he had a beard?
Yes, it was very, very credible.
I liked it.
I always wondered who on the school board hired, what that was like to push through a hoodlum.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. Milwaukee, very progressive city, okay. Even back then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Happy Days is, you might want to check out the middle years.
I don't know.
No.
I got more important things to do.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one bummer about it being kind of cold out now?
What's that?
I think this is going to be the last week that I'm going to get to eat on the patio at Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Mm-hmm. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips?
What? No. What's that?
That's the restaurant. I didn't even know they were still around, Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Oh, I don't even know about that one. No, I'm talking about Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Arthur Treacher.
Treacher, yes.
Not Treacher.
Who? No.
Yeah, okay. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
No, Fish and Chimps.
Okay. I've never heard of Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chimps.
Yeah.
What on, please, there's... I'm gonna beg you to tell me they don't serve fish and chimps. That's not the menu at this place, is it?
No, you restaurant dummy. The chimps are the waiters. They serve the fish to the customers.
Okay. So chimpanzees.
Yes.
Are the waiters at Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chimps?
They are, yeah.
And how does that work out?
Honestly. I'd say about 2% of the fish actually makes it to the table.
Uh-huh.
But, those deep-fried oranges are numbers.
Ugh.
What?
Deep-fried oranges?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That sounds disgusting.
Oh, they're really good. Mm. Yeah. But you know what?
What?
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not here to curry favor, but I do favor curry.
Ugh.
I didn't hear you laugh at all.
Yeah, I didn't.
Ugh.
I'm not here to curry favor, but I do favor curry. Uh-huh.
I've been waiting years to use that zinger. I thought it would go over way better than it did. I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, well, you should be.
In you.
Wait, you're disappointed in me for what? For not laughing?
You're supposed to back up. That's the first law of comedy. You back up the other comedian.
Uh-huh. Wait, you're the other comedian? You're the other comedian.
Yeah, I look at my life as like I'm just doing a series of tight fives.
Okay, so your life is just like a tight five. So you do 12 tight fives an hour?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then there's 24 of those a day.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I can't. I'm not that good
for a
at
year.
Math. I'm
Please.
Not that good. I can't. I'm not good at
okay.
math. No.
Well,
it's a dumb line.
Hey. That hurts. Oh, man. I'll tell you one thing. I am zonked. I'm going to the gym today.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my trainer kicked my ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I go to the Hulk Factory over there on Bishop Fontana Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been there?
No.
It's where the Hulkendales work out.
Oh, the Hulkendales. I've heard of the Hulkendales.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's like it's like a Chippendales troupe?
Mm-hmm.
Where you guys dress like the Hulk?
I don't. I wish I did.
Uh-huh.
Wish I was one of them.
Like green body paint and like torn purple jeans. And, like, a lot of grunting and yelling.
Yeah, when they start doing their dance, it's really cool. Like, their shorts will rip, and then they just go, "Aah!" And it scares a lot of the women out.
Of the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, of the performance.
Of
like
the
I saw them do it once at Los Amigos.
Okay.
And it was going great, and then all of a sudden, there's just, like, 11 guys all going, "Aah!"
So it's kind of it defeats the purpose if they're supposed
it does,
to be
yeah.
like they're supposed to be there to appeal to women, and when they scream, it drives all the customers out.
It does, and I don't know what's less appealing, that the grunting or they make all the guys get these bowl haircuts,
like the Hulk.
Yeah, that was pretty. If I was Lou Ferrigno back then, I would be like. Can we do something about the hair?
Mm-hmm.
My hair looks weak.
That's what you'd say if you were Lou Ferrigno back then.
I would have, yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the difference between you and Lou Ferrigno.
Well, you put me in my place big time with that.
Well, you know, I calls him like I sees him.
Well, you sure do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, my trainer?
Yeah?
He rocks.
Okay.
His name's Crunch.
His name is Crunch?
Yep, yeah. That's actually his given name.
Crunch.
Yep, it is. When he was born, his parents took one look at him, and they just knew he was going to be a personal trainer.
As a baby?
Yes. Right out of the chute.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
know, you should sign up for sessions with Crunch.
Okay.
Yeah. One word of warning, though.
Yeah.
He's an escaped maniac.
What do you mean he's an escaped maniac?
Yeah, he is. Well, he was arrested back in the early 2000s for turning a hospital into a car wash. And then as a result, he was sent to Newbridge State Pen for like a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Basically long enough for him to be evaluated by a team of psychologists and diagnosed with an acute case of maniacism. I think that's what it's called, maniacism. And, but, you know, then he went wild and turned the prison into a car wash. And he escaped, and he's been out ever since. And he works at the gym.
Uh-huh. Well, can I ask why he has not been arrested?
Oh, well, everyone's afraid of him. even law enforcement. Officer Harrops,
uh-huh.
He actually pays Crunch to let him wash his giant pickup truck for him.
He pays for the privilege of washing his truck.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen Crunch walk into a GNC and walk out with a barrel of gorilla growth hormone without paying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. That's menacing.
It is, yeah. Hey, and speaking of Crunch's pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
You know that cool scene in the film Roadhouse where they drive a giant monster truck into the car dealership?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they crash really, through the window.
It's an incredible scene, right?
Yeah.
Well, Crunch does that at Newbridge General. Yeah.
Wait, so...
He ran over a hospital, Tom.
He drove his giant truck into a hospital.
He did, yeah. He's done it several times.
Why?
Because he can do it. He can get away. You're going to tell me you wouldn't drive a giant monster truck into a hospital if you could get away with it?
Yeah,
surgery?
Sure, I can tell you I would not drive a giant pickup truck into a hospital while surgery is being performed if I knew I could get away with it.
Good. Well, I think you should. I would.
Well, I wouldn't. And I shan't.
Okay, well.
Uh-huh.
I bet you have a couple maniacs in your life, right?
A couple maniacs?
Yeah, one's probably in the other room right now, right?
Who?
Mike.
Well, Mike's not a maniac.
Well,
I guess
I've heard some stuff.
He's all right.
I've heard some stuff.
Okay. I've not heard things about.
Okay. Well,
I heard a few things.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's sick.
I know it's very true.
Is that one thing true?
Wait, you mean is it the thing about the backpack?
Yes.
Filled with pudding.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Why does he do that?
He just likes to have a lot of pudding.
But I don't get why. Like, he'll get on the bus, and then he'll put it down on someone's seat, and then someone sits on it, and the pudding just sprays everywhere.
He loves. He just said it's what you get for riding the bus.
I don't. Well, that's kind of true.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it is.
It's fair.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have you seen the Beatles movie?
The one about their touring?
Yes.
I have not seen the Beatles movie yet.
It's quite good.
Okay, I've heard very good things about it.
I don't love how they have non-music FPs in it.
Oh, well, what's that? Non-music FPs, famous people.
Yeah.
Like, who's in it?
I'm trying to remember. Like, Whoopi Goldberg... who else? Some other actress. I didn't like that. I don't know. I mean, no. Keep the music people in there, right? Costello's in there. He's good.
Yeah, you want to hear them talk about music. You want to hear music people talk about music.
I do. It's like I wouldn't want to see Paul Simon in a movie about Woody Allen, right?
I think I might want to see that, though.
What would that sound like?
If Paul Simon and... I don't... What's Paul Simon's voice like? Is he...
Sounds like Brixton.
So is he just kind of like... Yeah, it's this movie with... Is that what his voice is like?
Is he in the studio
Paul
with
Simon
you?
Paul Simon is not here.
Really?
No, he would not.
My goodness.
So your thinking would be like him going like... The Manhattan murder mystery is that you got small time crooks, you got John Lovitz running around with Tracy Ullman. Like that?
Mike, is he playing a DVD of this that I didn't even know existed?
Mike just said no.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah?
Have you heard about this Phil Collins McCartney rift?
A rift?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Well, apparently it was, I guess it's in Paul, in Phil Collins' new book. He's got a book that I think came out today, an autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, he says, I guess back in the 80s at some point, you know, he's a superstar at this point in the 80s, and he's playing some charity gig. McCartney's there also. And he brings along this recent Beatles book for McCartney to sign. And he comes up to me and he says, "Hey, Paul, would you sign this?" And McCartney turns to the person he's with and goes, "Oh, look, our little Phil is a Beatles fan." And he got really PO'd, and he apparently he never forgot about it. And he's been talking about it in these interviews recently too.
That he got kind of snubbed a little bit.
Got kind of iced, yeah. So, which I think is weird, because I had the very same thing with Phil Collins.
It happened to you.
Yes, yeah, he was very cold to me when I asked him to sign my favorite Genesis fanzine.
A Genesis fanzine?
Yes.
What was the Genesis fanzine called?
It was called Genesis Effing Sucks.
Well, okay, I guess I can see why Phil Collins might not like that if you put that fanzine in front of him.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who would even put out a fanzine like that?
Oh man, it was so long ago. God, let me see if I can remember. It was it might have been me.
Uh-huh. It might have been you. You just,
yeah.
You had to rack your brain there to remember if you're the one
who did
the
fanzine.
Yeah. Couldn't recall.
No, well, you know, when you've smoked as much hash as I have over the years.
Uh-huh.
You know, all bets are off.
Sure. That you just,
we should smoke hash together sometime.
We should smoke hash. Yeah,
absolutely.
I might take a rain check on that.
You don't puff tuff?
I don't puff tuff. I'm sorry.
You don't do nugs?
I don't do nugs. I'm no.
All right. Hey, speaking of music.
Okay.
Did you see that Obama had his final music night at the White House last week? You know how he always have like these nights where musicians would come and perform. It was always a big deal. I guess he had his final one last week.
Okay.
Of his, what do they call it, a reign? Like when Trump gets elected, will it be his reign?
Well, it's a presidency.
Okay, presidency.
Yeah, not a reign.
Okay. He had like Usher and he had a couple other people, but the big thing was this Battle of the Bands.
He had a Battle of the Bands at the White House?
He did, yeah.
Do you know who was in it?
Well, the one band was his own band, Obama's band, Tramp Stamp, who I think you've discussed on the show.
We've talked about over the last 8, 9, whatever, years at this point.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, that Obama has had this band that actually was going to sign to Discord Records, but then he kind of got too busy being president.
Yeah, I think his original plan was to go on tour that first year he was president, but, you know, can't do that.
Yeah, no, I could see he might have been busy.
Yeah, but, you know, Tramp Stamp is good.
Uh-huh.
But they're not as good as Trump's band. You know, that's who Tramp Stamp actually went up against at the Battle of Bands.
Wait, Donald Trump has a band?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what, I have no idea, what is the name of his band?
Orange Man Group.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. Orange Man Group.
Yeah. It was quite a battle. They wouldn't allow cameras to shoot the Battle of the Bands part of the night, but I did see some kind of stealth cell phone footage.
Okay.
And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would put Donald Trump up there with, like, Bootsy Collins, Larry Graham, Bernard Edwards and Verdeen White in terms of that get down, stank to the bone funk bass playing.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Is playing like funk bass.
Oh my God, yeah. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Right? It seems insane.
Uh-huh.
And look, Obama's band is good.
Uh-huh.
But it's indie rock, which I like.
Sure, sure.
And the new stuff he's writing, it's weird. Like, it's not as edgy as it used to be. It's kind of like a cross between, I don't know, like Gimme Fiction, Era Spoon, and some of the poppier stuff off the last couple new Pornos albums, like Champions of Red Wine or Sweet Talk, stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
And I love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Carl and Britt are, you know, they're kind of the best at that. And We don't need to hear the president doing a mediocre version of that stuff, right?
Sure. I guess we, if somebody's got the market cornered on it,
right,
then this guy is doing, he's like second tier.
I think so, yeah. I just wish he would realize that and, you know, go back to some of the earlier stuff, which kind of had like a Slint kind of feel to it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know he was into that stuff. He was into Bastro.
So he was really into the whole Louisville post squirrel bait sound.
Oh yeah, and uh-huh. It's funny. This documentary is just kind of came and went. There's a really good documentary on Tom Hazelmeyer and AMRAP,
mm-hmm.
and Obama's all through this thing talking about stuff he loved.
Talking about his Obama was a fan of Amphetamine Reptile Records.
Oh yeah, he's even wearing like a baseball cap, like Paige Hamilton wore. Yeah, he's wearing shorts too.
So he's dressing like the guy from Helmet.
He is, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if he's working that indie rock angle, he might want to get back to his roots.
I think so. Yeah. So look, anyway, Trump gets up there.
Yeah.
And when he strapped on that 9-string bass,
uh-huh.
I'm not exaggerating, it was 9 strings.
9-string bass.
9 strings.
Okay.
It was like the neck of this thing was like an oar like you would paddle with.
Sure.
And he started slapping out that bass line to Cosmic Slop, you know, the Funkadelic tune.
Yeah, yeah.
The air in the room just changed.
Mm-hmm.
People were losing their ass, Tom.
They were, okay.
It was so sick. Michelle Obama, she had to take her kids out of the room because the funk was just too deep and too greasy for anyone under 21.
That's how intense Trump's bass playing was.
It was.
That it actually was not for minors.
No, and he didn't have, his cap fell off. You know, his Great America, Make America Great cap.
Yeah.
That he had, it fell off as like the first measure of the first song because he was just rocking so hard.
Okay.
He was like Flea times a million.
Uh-huh.
Took his shirt off. The comb forward thing he's got going on.
Yeah.
It fell down. So it basically, he ended up looking like Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. Like the hair came down in front of his chin. So it was like a weird beard.
Oh, I can't even picture that.
It was sick.
Yeah, it sounds sick. I feel sick picturing that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof, I'm going to be sick on the 31st. Mm-hmm. All that candy I'm going to eat.
Uh-huh.
What are you going to go with for Halloween?
For Halloween? I don't know. I don't know what I would go to. I'm thinking about on Stranger Things. Like a sexy Barb costume.
Who is Barb? Barb's not Winona Ryder, right?
No. Barb is the one who ate it, who fell into the...
Oh, it's a pool. Oh, that's so scary.
She fell into the pool.
I don't like that.
Yeah, the Demigorgon got her.
Oof. See, I don't like that stuff. I don't think that's to be toyed with, the unknown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't want to toy with the unknown.
No, that sounds like a Bad Religion album, doesn't it?
Toying with the unknown?
You don't want to toy with the unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they would say, back...
Back to the toy.
Or they would say, no more toying, comma, back to the known.
You didn't like us when we sounded like Todd Rundgren on that last record, so now we're going to sound punk again.
Yeah. Remember when we were done sounding like that? Well, we're done not sounding like that.
You have spoken, and you voted with your wallets.
Yes.
So
our band,
we need the contents of those wallets again, so here we go.
Yeah. Our artistic vision took us in one direction. Our car payments took us back the other way.
So we're putting those big shorts back on. I'm buying a Jackson guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Halloween, so, huh?
Yeah. Oh, so Halloween?
Yeah, how about you? Are you gonna
know what I'm going to go with?
What's that?
I'll probably go with Paul Stanley again. That's kind of my go-to.
Okay, that's your...
Yeah, I like wearing the corset, and I like the boots and the makeup. It's just fun. It's like a cathartic sort of thing to be involved with.
Mm-hmm.
I like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, speaking of Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
The lover.
Yes.
You're only given a little bit tonight, but my favorite part of the best show...
Yeah.
...is when you do those impressions.
Ugh. I don't.
I love it. Please, I would kill. It would be the best Halloween present ever.
Uh-huh.
If you would do Paul Stanley, let's see, what's a good situation? How about Paul Stanley talking about the merits of the 91-92 Chicago Bulls?
Oh, I don't.
Please.
What is it, Paul Stanley in an interview?
Paul Stanley, yeah, like okay. doing his thing where it sounds like he's reading a script.
Okay. Paul Stanley, okay, this I don't. Because he talks like this.
Yes,
Paul
yeah.
Paul Stanley. So he would say, the 1991-92 Chicago Bulls were really one of the best teams in the history of the NBA at that point. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen had their tandem working in perfect accord, and Horace Grant's rebounding had reached an all-time high. And now, with John Paxson knocking down threes, they were able to spread the offense more effectively.
Is that it?
He hung up.
No, I'm here. No. I just can't believe how real that was.
You're making fun of me now.
No, I'm not.
No, Mike, now you're making fun of me.
Did he have an audiobook going?
No, Mike. I didn't have an audiobook of Paul Stanley talking about the Chicago Bulls.
There is one, though, right?
I do think he has one. It's called, Let's... It would be called Let's Get Ready to Play Some Basketball.
I think that's it, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Right?
Yes.
It's just like...
I like that, yes.
Like, he would be just like, I'm here in Chicago! You guys got the Bulls! Michael Jordan! And then if he went to the next city, he'd be like, you know, over in Chicago, they think they're great with the Bulls. Boo. He would act like he never was in favor of them one night earlier.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, I saw you at that wedding on Saturday. Wasn't that fun?
But you were at the wedding?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice wedding. It was a great ceremony.
Everything was perfect. The flowers were beautiful. I thought the vows were very well written and great music. It was just all around great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great day. The weather was perfect.
And I do have to say, that old saying that they have about weddings being a great place to make a love connection,
uh-huh.
It's true.
Oh, so you met someone when you hooked up with someone at the wedding?
Two people.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, Janice, but also with one of the bridesmaids, too. Sheila Larson?
Okay, what? You said, obviously, Janice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Janice was the bride.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say your name was again?
Russ.
Wait, this isn't Russ Reynolds, the groom at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Well, Russ, that's terrible that you'd brag about hooking up with someone besides your new wife on your wedding day.
I did it. What's the big deal?
I mean, you're on the radio.
Yeah, but look, Janice doesn't care. She knows I have a very high S drive.
Uh-huh. Ugh. I can't imagine that Janice is okay with this.
No, she's totally into it. You know, like I said, I've got a very high drive. Wait, what's that?
What's that?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh,
what?
No.
What? What is that?
Janice must have heard this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
She's not being nearly as cool as I thought she was going to be.
Okay.
She must have been listening in the car. Janice, please. No, I can't explain. Janice, what are you... What?
Russ, what is going on over there? Russ? Russ! I don't... What? Hey, Russ? Russ! Russ? Oh, he's gone. Ooh. How about that? Hope he's okay. I don't know if I hope he's okay. You know what I do hope, though? I hope you go out and pick up the new record by D.D. Owen. He's the guy from the band Sick Thoughts. He's got his record out now on 12XU. Is this his first solo album? It's a great band. He's got a great solo album out. Now we're going to hear something from it right now. That, D.D. Owen. D.D. Owen from the album. I believe it's self-titled. I guess it's an EP. It's 8 songs at 45 RPM. It's on 12XU Records. One of my favorite labels. 12XU.net. And that's the dude from Sick Thoughts. He's from down in... New Orleans. Now it's my pleasure. Now it's my privilege. To welcome to the studio. The one and only. Fred. From Honolulu. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, Tom?
Get up on that mic.
How about that? Is that louder?
Is it louder. Project a little bit.
I will project. I can be loud.
You can. What's up, Fred?
I'm all right, man.
You doing all right?
I'm doing all right. I'm sad that you had trouble sleeping in Seattle. We could have remedied that.
Ugh. Calm down. We could have remedied that.
We could have.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you and your...
2310 East Union Street, Uncle Ike's Pot Shop, ask for Kenji, and demand that you pay in Bitcoin. And he'll take care of you.
There you go. What's his name now?
Kenji.
No, Uncle what?
Uncle Ike's Pot Shop.
Uncle Ike's Pot. I'm not saying it. Uncle Ike's.
I'm not bidding you to say it so that he could pull it, rip it, and then turn it into an inadvertent advertisement.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know. Don't worry. He will. Do you know Sunshine and the Rain?
No.
That band?
No, sir.
No, well, they've been on the show. I've played them a bunch. Glad to see you're paying attention. thanks. Nothing like support from a friend, right? Do you know them, Hannah? You know them? Yeah, Hannah pays attention. Hannah just doesn't listen to the show waiting to hear her name mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Like you do, Fred. The show's like a Google alert for you. Right?
I'm an ASCAP person just listening to this and then just notating when my name comes up.
So, they just dropped off some awesome chocolates.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
That, they have Best Show candy bars.
Fantastic.
Did you see them?
Yes.
They're literal Best Show candy bars. Mm-hmm. The wrappers. I love it. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Justin, Ashley, thank you. So what's up, Fred?
Nothing much, man. I can listen to you talk about 90s NBA as Paul Stanley.
Now you, Fred, who's your favorite basketball player?
Right now?
Yeah.
Andrew Bogut. Now
stop. Who do you like? Who's your favorite?
Kevin Durant, because he'll go. No, seriously, who do I like right now?
Is this what you did at the roast that you bombed at? Is this the type of? Because you hosted a roast, and it's at this point.
Carmelo Anthony, real talk.
You hosted a roast for this guy, Vacation Jason, who does things on Chris Gethard's show, and then. The word meltdown was used, and not the variety show, the stand-up showcase.
Uh-huh.
It would be like Fred from Honolulu's meltdown.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except it wouldn't end up on Comedy Central.
It'd end up as a...
It'd end up as a cautionary tale
on YouTube.
Yeah. It'd be you walking down the middle of the West Side Highway. So you like your favorite players? Who? Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah,
I like Carmelo Anthony. He's great. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Just wanted to find out.
I can leave now.
Who your favorite player was?
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Now you came from Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
Describe Honolulu for a non-tourist version of Honolulu.
Non-tourist.
You know what I mean?
Version?
Like in all seriousness, for this not you didn't live in a resort.
No,
there you lived in town.
Uh huh. Yeah, I did.
And what's the actual town like in Honolulu?
It's, I mean, how do you explain? It's like an urban sprawl. I guess it would be like, you know, how many people are in Oahu now? It's like most of the population. It's one of the most crowded places. It's as crowded as New York City in terms of living conditions. There's multi-generational homes in one place.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would
the city compare to? What city would you compare it to?
That would be like one of those like secondary cities like New Rochelle.
Okay.
Or like, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Newark.
Okay.
There's definitely a Newark vibe toward the
Honolulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who just blew their nose that loudly? There you go. Thank you. Guy's sick. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm always Sorry. I'm just going to have a sound thing. I say, I'm sorry. Sorry. Dudio's blowing his nose. He blew his nose the way an announcer blows his nose. Like he even had like mic presence with that. And there's no Pat. Pat's not here tonight. Now let me just say, by the way, Pat Byrne, everybody loves Pat. And Pat has his show coming up this Saturday, Prove It All Night, but it's called Prove It All Fright. Which is a play on words.
So spooktacular?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a spooktacular. I do know it's called Prove It All Fright. This Saturday at the WFMU Performance Space, 9 p.m. in Jersey City. Comedian Blair Sachet will be there. Maria Wojciechowski will be there. Music from Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping, DJ Pat James Longo, and so much more. You go over to WFMU's Performance Space in Jersey City. Get more information over at facebook.com/ProveItAllNightShow and support Pat. Pat's a good dude. He's one of the mainstays here. That said, I'm sure that it's just Mike and Dudio out there tonight. How's that going? Fine. Good. Because they really don't like each other.
Oh, yeah.
Those two.
Definitely.
It's a full-on Highlander situation.
It's tense. It's like a...
Yeah.
a marriage falling apart out there. It's crazy.
Yeah. I guess I have to mention apmike.bandcamp.com, which you can get. Mike has his massive shirts for sale there.
What's your cut on that, Tom?
What is my cut on that?
Yeah.
Zero.
$0?
Yeah, I don't make anything on it. It's Mike. It's Mike's business.
Mike says he keeps the lights on here.
Well, Mike's, yeah. I'm not getting into the financial thing here. You're always stirring up trouble, Fred. This is why no one likes you. How can you stand it, Hannah? You don't know. Hannah just says, I don't know. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Bucky. I'm from Peoria, Illinois.
Bucky from Peoria, Illinois. What's up, Bucky?
I got a couple for the topic, and I wanted to say hi to Fred and Hannah.
How's it going, man?
Hannah says
hi. Oh, you know, man.
Go ahead. So what do you got for the topic, Chief?
I'm almost surprised that he hasn't been mentioned yet. I mean, if he has, my mistake, but Morrissey.
I think, did we run Morrissey by last week? Let's put him on the list. He's a blowhard.
Yeah, huge blowhard.
26, please, for Morrissey.
Oof. 26. Almost in the top quarter.
Yes.
The other one I got, and I'm a big fan of both of these guys, Stephen Malkmus.
No, he's not a blowhard. He doesn't talk. He just lets the music do the talking.
You heard his lyrics, though, right?
Yeah, but how's that?
Fred, back me up on this.
What's that?
I was asking Fred to back me up on this.
I'm not doing that.
No, Fred's not backing you up.
Come on, man. I thought we were friends.
Nah.
No, you're not friends. Fred has no friends. Best show. Everybody knows that. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Vinny in Manhattan.
Vinny in Manhattan. What's up, Vinny?
Not much. Just home listening to the best show.
Oh, you're homeless and home listening to the best show. Okay.
I'm home and listening.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha. So what's up? What's up, Vinny?
I had a couple for the topic. I know there's haven't been a lot of female blowhards, so I was wondering if I could maybe help balance it out.
Yeah, go ahead. Who do you have?
All right, number one, Sarah Palin.
Ugh, stop.
I think that's
so boring.
Yeah.
Stop. Name someone else.
All right, Raven Simone?
No, Raven. Raven
Simone. Because there was, like, that time, I think it was about a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, when
she was
saying that she wouldn't hire someone with, quote-unquote, a black name.
Look, that's moronic. That's completely moronic. But does that make her, it makes her an adult, not a blowhard.
I mean, she was pretty adamant about it, and her name is also Raven.
I don't know. What do you think, Fred?
No.
Fred says no.
No.
No, she's just a dunce.
What about Sharon Osbourne?
Fred, help me with this, buddy.
Do you think you should, like, maybe define a blowhard?
I did last week.
Yeah. You know.
These people just, look, I'm not putting you under. What?
I think Sharon Osbourne is pretty loud and opinionated, no?
On a reality show. Ugh, I can't take it. Maybe it's me. Maybe the topic sucks. I thought it was a winner. No, I thought it was a winner. It's a loser. Best show. Go ahead. Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Ooh.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Quinn. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. How are you, Quinn? Where are you calling from, Quinn?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
From Connecticut.
I know, you said that like I was apologizing.
No, don't worry. You don't have to ever apologize from being from Connecticut.
So I have an idea or a suggestion for the Blowhard 100.
Let's hear it.
Nancy Grace, has she been...
Yeah, she should make the list.
She should make the list.
See, that's a blowhard.
Yep.
Nancy Grace.
I was talking about her record.
Well, she's a blowhard and she's terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're just focusing on the blowhard part of things. So 29 for Nancy Grace, please. Quinn? What's
Tom,
going on? Anything else?
I just I was going to add another, but I think...
No, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Go ahead, please.
Has Chris Matthews been added?
Chris Matthews. Who's that now again? That's the...
MSNBC.
I've had enough of those guys. I think the list is represented with political windbags. Like talking heads.
Then we'll leave it at Nancy Grace.
Perfect.
And I'll wish you a happy Halloween.
And I'm going to wish you a happier Halloween, Quinn.
Bye. Are you dressing up?
No, I'm not. Best show. Are you dressing up for Halloween?
Hey, yes. Tom. Yes. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
It's the Z-Man.
Oh, the Z-Man. Z-Man. Now, I want to say you, sir,
mm-hmm.
are in a movie, right?
Yes.
A movie called
Wacky Man: Rise of the Machine.
What is it really called?
The Rise of a Puppeteer.
Wacky Man. Is it wacky second word man, or is it spelled like the way Wally Wacky Man spells?
No, it is actually the two words, wacky and man.
Okay.
Just going with that. But you know, it's because the focus is me,
sure.
The human.
Yes.
You know, Wally's obviously a big part of it.
Now, for people who don't know what you're talking about, Wally Wacky Man is this puppet that you have an intimate connection to. Not intimate in the filthy way, but I mean, you made a puppet, and you put a lot into it,
mm-hmm.
and you care about it, and you take pride in it, and him. And this movie documents you and Wally Wacky Man going all around on different adventures or whatever you're doing in it, I'm assuming. What is it, the two of you, like, doing what, trying to win a contest or something?
We solve mysteries.
No, it's just in general about me working towards, you know, making a career in puppetry happen. Just, you know, trying to, you know, go for that goal and, you know, figure it all out.
What if it was, what if the two of you, like Fred just said, solved a murder?
Hey, Z-Man, you notice the way the glass is broken in this door? It means they broke the glass from this side, not that side. Very good, very good, Wally. Hey, Z-Man.
Yeah. Be like,
Z-Man, I think they got shot with an ice bullet. That's why we can't find the bullet, Z-Man. They made a bullet of ice.
There you go.
Thoughts, Wally Wacky
Man? You're onto something. You're onto something.
Hey, Z-Man.
Let's do it. Me and you, we'll be doing the thing now. I'm Wally now. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Z-Man.
Yeah, what is it, Wally?
I wonder if we're going to catch this bad guy.
I sure hope so. You see any clues?
Yeah, I do. Look.
What do you got?
Look over at the phone.
Hmm.
What's underneath it? Move the phone. There's a piece of paper. Hmm. What is it?
Well, I don't know. Let me open it. What does this say?
It's a business card for a bar. We should go check it out.
Hmm.
Let's go to the bar and check it out, Z-Man.
All right.
Now you're at the bar.
Okay.
Hey, Z-Man, this bar looks pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't know about this place, Wally. It's giving me some the willies.
Shut up. Let's go find out. We'll talk to the bartender. Hey.
Okay.
Barkeep.
Hey, Mike. Can you come in here?
I had a feeling it might go in that direction.
Keep talking to that, Mike. Oh. I got to just say.
Sorry.
I have Sorry. Mike spun the mic around, the stand hit, and it's accidental.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get yelled at for blaming him for something he didn't do. It says it's an award I was given by Matt Fraction,
uh-huh.
Eisner Award winning comic book writer. Matt Fraction says Tom Sharpling, the best. Mike just knocked it over.
On purpose.
Yeah, I think it might have been semi on purpose. Okay, here we go. Interior
Interior bar.
Interior. Yeah, interior.
Hey, Z-Man, let's go up to the bar and ask the bartender if he knows anything about this.
All right, let's do it. Let's see. Hopefully he has some intel.
Hey, barkeep.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, you know anything about this business card with this guy? He...
Who's asking?
What?
Who's asking?
Hey, Z-Man.
Who's
on a $100 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
I believe Benjamin Franklin. They'll give him $100, Z-Man.
Wait, what?
Give him $100.
Wally, I'm not made of money.
Give him the money, or I'm going to headbutt you.
Oh, all right. Let me get it. All right, bartender, here you go. What do you got for us?
I think Benjamin Franklin's asking, do you know who this guy is?
He's the owner's son. Say he's the owner's son.
He's the owner's son.
You know where we might find him?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe this will refresh your memory. Z-Man, give him your credit card.
My credit card now, Wally. I'm going to be broke by the time you're done with this guy. Come on.
Maybe this will refresh your memory. There's a credit card. He's got a $7,500 credit limit.
Oh, no.
Do you know where he is now, barkeep?
We're getting closer.
We're getting close. Maybe this will refresh your memory. Give him your wedding ring, Z-Man.
Oh, no, that's one step too far. Come on, that's
a
very sentimental value as well.
We gotta solve this murder.
Well, you make a good point. All right, fine, here you go. I hope I can get this back somehow someday. My wife's gonna kill me.
I'll have to check this in the back.
He's checking the ring.
Oh, come on, it's real.
He's in a trailer by the junkyard. The barkeep comes back.
Yeah, I'll take it.
He's in it. Say,
he's so relieved.
So where is he?
Go down 3 blocks and make a left.
No, he's in a trailer by the junkyard.
Yeah, you go down 3 blocks to the left.
Okay.
You'll see a trailer in the junkyard.
Okay.
Knock on the back door.
Okay.
If nobody answers, just start yelling.
Exterior,
oh, boy.
Exterior junkyard, night.
Hey, Z-Man, it's pretty scary out here, huh?
Yeah, it sure is, Wally.
Who's that guy over there? He's got a baseball bat.
Where? Oh, no. Oh, jeez, please. Protect me, Wally.
Hey, what's your deal?
Why do you have a puppet on your hand?
Why do you have blood coming out of your nose?
Oh, God.
Punch!
Pick up the bat.
Wally! No, we're never going to get in
trouble. Now.
The cops are going to be looking for us.
Z-Man, give me the bat. I'm going to put it in my mouth.
Wally, I don't think your mouth can even fit a whole bat.
Well, you hold it with your other hand, and then I'll put it in my mouth.
But then... Now my fingerprints are... Oh, what am I doing? You get me in so
now
much trouble, Wally.
Now we're
going
to beat this guy to death with his own bat.
Please, God, don't kill me.
Oh, God.
I got a family.
You ready to meet your maker?
No.
Forgive me, sir, but I got to do what I got to do.
I've got the bloodlust. Hey, Z-Man.
Yeah, Wally.
I got to say something.
Yeah.
I was the one who killed the guy.
Oh, Wally, you led me on this goose chase and I've lost my money and my wedding ring. And it was you the whole time. Oh, right
well,
under
let's
my
go
nose.
Back. I'll get you the wedding ring back. Let's go back to the bar.
Wait, you're not going to kill the bartender, too, are you?
I do what I gotta do.
Oh, God. What have I gotten myself into?
Interior bar.
Hey, barkeep, remember me?
Last call.
Give
Everybody
him,
out. Everybody
him,
out.
Give him his ring back, scum.
I don't remember a ring. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's not cool, bartender. You sure you're asking for it?
Well, do you remember seeing... Don't remember seeing a ring?
No.
Do you remember seeing stars?
No, I don't.
Well, now you're going to see him again. I'm hitting him with the bat, Z-Man.
Oh, come on. You got to pull it with that.
Look at the blood's all over the bar.
Oh, God.
He's dead now. Let's get behind the bar. Oh, empty geez. The cash register, Z-Man.
All right, we got to do what we got to do. He took enough from me. I'm going to take a little back. We got to get going. We
now
need
let's
to...
Torch this we're dump. Hiding. Let's torch this dump.
Well, I mean, it might be a step up. Maybe someone could collect on the insurance.
Burn it down, Z-Man.
Quick, hand me that lighter.
Look at how the walls are burning.
Let's run. You're very vulnerable to this stuff. We don't want you catching in it.
Don't worry. I'm flame retardant.
Oh, good. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Well, we showed them. Hey,
yes,
Z-Man.
We sure did. Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't have burned down a bar with two floors of apartments above it.
Oh, I had no idea. Is it too late to put an extinguisher? We gotta do something. Those are innocent
it's
people.
It's too late, Z-Man.
Oh, boy. We really gotta get out of here. If anyone finds out we did this, it's gonna be the end.
Hey, Z-Man, I have an idea.
Yeah, what now, Wally? Your ideas haven't done so much good for me lately.
You know how the police were looking at this case, trying to figure it out?
Yeah.
Why don't we go to the police station and cause some trouble?
Well, look, that there's no way that's going to turn out well.
Let's drive our car right through the police station.
Oh, God. I mean, if that's the only solution, I mean, you're the idea man in the operation.
I think I'm tired of you, Z-Man. Time for you to go to sleep.
Well, what are you going to do without me?
Here, smell this rag in my hand, Z-Man.
Oh, wait, what's that?
It's chloroform. You're falling asleep, aren't you? He's asleep now. Now I'm going to do exactly what I wanted to do. And crash
Wally,
this car into
Wally.
The police station.
Wally, no.
The end. Thank you. Featuring the players with AP Mike as the barkeep and Fred from Honolulu as the junkyard goon.
I thought that was going to end in like a Thelma and Louise style, like you just see the car going at the police station and then you just don't know what happens next.
No, that's not how it ended, Fred. That's how you thought it was going to end? That's why it didn't end that way.
I know.
Yeah, we leave room open for a sequel. Yeah.
So, Z-Man, Zach.
Yes.
Tell me about this movie, Wacky Man.
Well, you know, it's like a documentary about my exploits in puppetry. It's a little over an hour long. And this past weekend, we actually had the first real screening of it, sort of a premiere at the Yo-Fi Fest in Yonkers, New York. So that was cool. We got to see it with an audience, you know, not super well attended, you know, maybe 20 to 30 people, but a lot of good response. So it was very, you know, validating and gratifying. And, you know, I made some connections with people there and we'll see where they go. And, it'll be on Vimeo on November 15th. So people, you know, can check it out on there
All
too.
All right. I love it. The movie.
Yeah. It's good. I'm proud of it. I'm happy with how it came out. And, yeah.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
We'll talk to you more. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Fred.
Ew.
Did you like that radio play?
That was amazing.
Right?
It brought me back to my youth.
Your youth?
Yeah. In the Philippines, we had, like, limited television, so radio plays were still alive and well.
Really?
Yeah.
So you listen to radio plays a lot?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of, like, sci-fi and, like, fantasy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice, right? It's good. Radio's great. I listened to so much radio growing up. Helps develop your imagination.
It didn't help when you moved to America where everyone grew up on television and you're like, nothing to talk about.
Well, what did you have to say? What did you mention? What? Friends?
You know, I learned how to curse because of Beavis and Butthead. Okay. Like, these two neighborhood bullies are like, you're going to watch this. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. And they taught you to curse.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If you had to name your favorite friends in order, from favorite to least favorite, what would it be,
Fred? I don't know their names.
Let me see if I can probably... You think I can guess, Fred?
Melvin. Bartholomew.
Mel, stop.
That chimpanzee.
Your favorite friend would be, Rachel, of course.
Rachel, okay. The haircut. Joey, is that the dumb guy?
Hold on. All right. Rachel, then you would like Phoebe.
Phoebe. The quirky lady.
Then you would like... I'm going to say your least favorite is Ross. I'm just going to say Ross is least. For you, it would be Rachel, Phoebe,
mm-hmm.
Joey.
Joey, there you go.
Monica. Chandler. Ross.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, if I had to guess. Would you say that tracks for Fred?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How are you going to use that against me later?
No, I'm not. I would never use anything against you. I'm on your side. I don't know why you'd think I wouldn't be on your side, but, best show.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hi, this is Jimmy from Jersey City.
Jimmy?
Jimmy, yes.
What's up, Jimmy?
I had one for the topic, if that's okay.
What do you got, Jimmy?
I've got a blowhard who I, have to admit I do love, but I also have to admit he is definitely... fits this list very well. That would be Werner Herzog.
How can I monetize if I watch all those movies? What do I do? Charge $2 a podcast or something?
I think so. It works for some.
AP Mike Bandcamp would probably...
No, I'm not doing it through apmike.bandcamp.com. Enough of that. Enough of apmike.bandcamp.com. I'm sick of hearing about apmike.bandcamp.com and the masses shirts he's selling up there. Sick of it. Yeah, but he's not. Is he a windbag, Werner Herzog? Is he a blowhard? I don't think so.
No.
He's right? He doesn't talk. He's like, he's interesting. Isn't there a line between, right?
Yeah.
So, to be interesting, that makes you a blowhard?
Did Gene Simmons make it?
I think Gene Simmons is on here.
I'm
on. Sorry?
I think it's becoming a new qualification if you are teaching one of those YouTube master classes that you might, as interesting as you might inherently be a blowhard.
What are these master classes I hear about? What is that?
I actually took one of them, but there it's a company that was started by Dustin Hoffman, and it's all online courses, sort of all taught by leaders in the arts in different topics. And the one that I took was actually about writing, and it was taught by James Patterson.
So, but what are you paying for them?
You pay for it. I was gifted it, but it's about like $90 for like 12, you know, like. Video classes with this like instructional workbook. It's this whole like structured thing, but Aaron Sorkin is doing one who could also probably fit this list, but
he's
now Werner Herzog is doing one on filmmaking as well.
I'm not putting Werner Herzog on this list. You know why? Because he was so good in Chuck Reacher. Tell you this, Jack Reacher. That's a good movie, Fred. You'd like it.
I should check it out.
Do you like John Wick?
John Wick? It's downloaded. I got that. I'm just waiting to do it.
So, no, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it,
no. Not that I'm almost
there. I'm almost there.
There.
I'm almost there.
You didn't half see it. You've just gotten so close.
That's how books work. You just buy it, put it on the shelf, and say you've read it. Like,
look, Fred, I'm the one with the... You buy these records. I have the most beautiful record and book collection, most curated thing ever. It still takes me 2.5 months to read a magazine. I know what it's like. I should just work somewhere picking things out for people. That's what I should just be doing.
They have that now. There's like,
this is what you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Tom's Curation.
Yeah. Best show.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Geneva.
Geneva.
Hey, Geneva.
Oh, Geneva. How are you, Geneva?
Geneva. Is it too soon?
No, it's not too soon.
Okay. Hi, Fred. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
I had something for the topic.
I'm ready. What do you
have? I have another lady, blowhard.
Okay.
I'm going to say Joyce Carol Oates.
Oh.
Joyce Carol Oates. Now tell me why she's a blowhard. She's a book person. I'm not. Uh-huh. I don't know too much about these books.
This is another thing. Like I kind of was talking about last week with Scott Adams. She kind of has said a lot of stuff on Twitter. She probably shouldn't be saying.
Well, look. And, let me just ask you this though. In all seriousness, does she say things? Is she a blowhard, or does she just say things you disagree with?
No, not that. I don't think it's just things that I disagree with. There's like a lot of, she just like defends a lot of people. Like, I don't know. Fred, back me up on this.
Why is everyone like trying to use me? Joyce Carol Oates does like name drop, talk about the things that she's doing that are like clearly above.
Okay, well, those are some blowhard.
Those
traits.
Are blowhard stuff, yeah.
84, Joyce Carol Oates. Fred made the case for you. He closed the deal for you.
Thank you.
I do have a thing about Joyce Carol Oates where, like, she's on Twitter all the time, and, like, I think she still teaches. Like, can you imagine if your professor was on Twitter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you, like, drag them in class? Like,
mm-hmm.
Drag and expose them in class?
You made the list.
Yay! Thank you.
All right, thank
and
you.
Thanks for everything. Bye.
Of course. Bye. Very nice, Geneva. Very nice. Came out last week, me and Mark Maron, the Mark and Tom show. It's over at WTFpod.com. It's me and Mark Maron doing another one of our conversations. Talk about a master class that you don't charge for. It's me and Mark Maron. It's good.
What was the name on the paper, Tom?
What's that now, Fred?
Did you were naming names, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm not saying the names. you got to listen to see what Fred's talking about. Best show.
Hello. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. To whom am I speaking?
My name is I'm Jude. In D.C.
Jude or Judah?
No, Jude. Hey, Jude. Yeah.
How are you, Jude?
I have something for the topic.
I'm ready.
Has anybody, I didn't catch the beginning of the show. Did somebody mention Penn Jillette yet?
Is Penn Jillette on this list? Dudio? I don't think he is.
Oh, you think he belongs there?
32, right. Penn Jillette.
Oh, okay. What about Jeff Garlin?
Nah.
No, okay.
What's that? Chris Berman is 32? Then make him 31, please.
Okay, bud. Have a great night.
No, who's the other one you just said there?
Jeff Garlin.
No, I'm not putting Jeff Garlin.
Okay, all right. Fair.
You know what blew my mind was Penn Jillette was the, what do you call, the judge at a slam poetry thing?
Uh-huh.
What is he doing?
Were you there?
No, it was like an HBO thing, I think, or whatever. Am I wrong on that? No.
I don't know, Fred. I don't know. God bless you. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
My name is Jessica. I'm from Oakland.
Jessica from Oakland. What's up in Oakland tonight, Jessica?
Nothing. You know, I fell off my bike this morning, so I had to cancel band practice. So, you know, I'm just hanging out, listening to the best show.
I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get.
I got one for the topic.
I love it. What is it?
I'm going to say Keith Morris.
From Black Flag. Why is he a blowhard?
Well, you know, I've seen the Circle Jerks several times. I've seen Off. I'm not really a fan of Off, but I saw them because they were playing with Negative Approach one time. And, you know, the guy just doesn't ever shut up. And he's talking about how he invented punk rock, and he tells you who to vote for, and, you know... He's in all the documentaries, and I'm just sick of hearing him talk.
94, Keith Morris.
I'll take it.
You made the list. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a grand evening. Anyone you think of should be on the list, Fred? Anyone?
I think it's all been covered so far.
Yeah? Anyone? No?
Yeah.
No one we've missed on the blowhard list?
Did Ooh. Bill Simmons make it?
Bill Simmons is on there.
Right on.
I think he's pretty high. 9.
Oh.
James Woods was never given a number. Put him at 65, please. Maybe we should just stop doing the show. What do you think? Should I just stop? Seriously.
I mean, you need your rest, so why not?
No, but in serious, what if I just take a 4-month hiatus?
Four-month hiatus?
Yeah.
I discovered the show, I think some of your best shows were, after the hiatus and before the hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And
That would be all of the shows, then. Some of them happened after it.
Immediately before and
it.
Immediately yeah. after. And I met you during the hiatus when at Matador.
Matador, that's yeah. right. At the Matador 21 when Fred... Yeah. A younger Fred from Honolulu.
Yeah.
Fresh-faced in the Palms Casino.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Black it out.
Blacking out? Why, were you hammered?
Oh, I was hammered. It was bad.
That's the Matador 21st anniversary extravaganza. It was like a 3-day event.
There was like a battle of the bands that first night. Mm-hmm. I was gone, man. It was Ted Leo versus
Ted Leo,
F'd Up.
Yeah, when F'd Up. That was, and I sang with F'd Up.
Yeah.
I did Precision Auto.
I remember everyone just I think 4:30 or 5:30 in the morning, people were, there was a Sonic across the street, and people were just running, across this highway, just blasting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember the casino would be playing all the Matador hits.
All the time.
And then all the dirtbags who were there for that Jersey Shore DJ, DJ Paulie D, were just heckling everyone going to Matador. Anyone who would play.
I don't remember that.
Well, you were in VIP, so you weren't amongst the...
Yeah. They whisked me through past all that stuff. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Dan in Delaware.
Dan in Delaware.
How are you?
Good. Well, what do you got, Dan?
Well, first I just want to say thanks for turning me on to some good music over the last couple of months. I went and saw Islands this past weekend and had a great time. So
aren't
thank
they
you very
good?
Much for that.
My friend Nick, he's so good. He's so talented.
He has a fantastic show.
Islands are great, those two albums. Which of those two albums do you like better?
I seem to play Taste a little bit more.
You lean slightly toward the electronic side.
Yeah, which is a little surprising for what I usually go for, but...
So what you were saying to me was the same thing that Ani Fried and Agneta sang about. Thank you for the music. Right?
Exactly.
You know that song? I feel so lucky... I am the girl. No. I feel so lucky. I am the girl with golden hair. I want to sing about it, everybody. Right? You know that song? It's one of my favorite songs.
No, but that's something else that I can check
ABBA.
Out. Thank you.
Check out ABBA next. From Islands to ABBA. The Dan from Delaware story.
I have one for the topic, and then I'll jump off.
Have?
But I don't know. Did someone say Dennis Miller? Yep.
Dennis Miller. Yeah, let's put him on there. 98, please. Dennis Miller.
All right. Good night, Tom.
Good night to you.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing.
Best show.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Aaron from Cleveland.
How are you tonight in the magnificent city of Cleveland?
Pretty okay. I'm kind of sick, but I'm doing all right.
How'd you
get you there with Frank or with Fred still?
I'm here with Fred, yes, not Frank.
How's it going, man?
Hey. Oh, hey. How's it going?
He's good.
Did he beat the Cubs?
I don't know if the game's even over yet. Oh. It's, like, moving super slow. We were up 3-0, but I think it's probably over by now.
What's that, Mike? Cleveland won. Mike said Cleveland won. 6-0.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's Cleveland's year.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's hard. I think everyone thinks we're like a national underdog, but I don't know that anyone wants to acknowledge us as the underdog in this series because, you know, Cleveland is so racist in this season. So, or in this, like, series. So it's kind of hard to, like, look at us as, like, this national underdog kind of figure and, like, care about it, like, the same way I cared about the Cavs winning.
Sure. You know who I want to put on the blowhard list? Drake. He's such a, right? Somebody suggested
he not,
Drake.
He's not up. Yet? Oh
no,
my
he's
God.
Number 17 for Drake, please.
He after he bodied him, he just kept on going. Like, he's just like, you won. Like,
yeah. He's a bully now. Just picking on Meek Mills. But now he's getting into it with Pusha T, right?
Oh, you're not gonna win.
Well,
that
he's gonna lose that one.
He will lose
he's
that.
He's going
one.
Up against the Clips.
The King. You will. Yeah. He has never not won a beef.
He's just got the hive behind him. Like it's just such a big like hive mind of like dudes who like buy Supreme drops and stuff. Like it's hard to fight off.
And it's whiny.
That kind of momentum.
Yeah, that album was so whiny. I couldn't get through that album.
Did you watch that video of him with a sandwich with his mom
the
yet?
Tuna sandwich?
Yeah.
I wanted a tuna sandwich. I just wanted a tuna sandwich.
I'm going to YouTube right now, and I'm typing in Drake Tuna.
To his mom.
Drake Tuna Sandwich.
To his wonderful mother.
It's Drake, a young Drake, whining about how he doesn't have a tuna sandwich.
Oh, wow. I like pre-Degrassi Young.
I'm going to listen. You might not be able to hear this, but I'm going to play.
I bought chicken salad. I'll make you a sandwich. I bought some other things.
Why couldn't you just got me the sandwich?
Because the lineup was incredible.
What's
this? It's a grape sandwich.
His mother's giving him a chicken sandwich, and he wanted a tuna sandwich. So now Drake is saying to his mother, why didn't you get me the sandwich I want? She said, because there was a huge line.
Well, give me a chance. Here, well, maybe you can help me then. Aubrey, let's do it, baby. Okay. Do you want to give me a hand? Put the food out, and I'll bring the... then you go and get the plates.
Well, she's talking to him like he's...
I didn't buy you that sandwich.
Why?
I'll give you a chance. Here, well, maybe you can help me then. Aubrey.
Drake's so mad.
Let's do it, baby. Okay. Do you want to give me a hand? Put the food out, and I'll bring the... then you go and get the plates.
He's just sitting there moping, standing there moping.
Well, I'm more tired than you.
So what's up? You didn't get your sandwich.
No.
Can we talk about it?
No. Get out of here. I didn't get my sandwich. I was looking forward to a nice tuna sandwich on a bagel.
Oh, tuna. I
do
eat tuna.
I clearly said, hey, can you please get me a tuna sandwich?
I thought you were kidding. Because you don't.
Oh, yeah, because
you don't.
I definitely pull a joke. Joking about a tuna sandwich that I wanted.
You like chicken salad.
I'm just a regular comedian over here. Get me a tuna sandwich. Just joking.
Yeah, he's going to do real well against
me. Yeah. He falls for it every time.
This inevitable showdown. He's That's just going to go his way.
I don't know, I feel like the whole, Drake is like kind of the manifestation in the hip-hop world of that whole like radical softness thing, mm-hmm. to the point where like, I feel like he's like snitched on himself so hard in the construct of hip-hop, and it's just, I don't know, it comes off really rough. Like, I just can't do it.
Well, somebody just asked if the Drake getting the tuna sandwich is going to be in the next sound collage. Yes, I can tell you. I can tell you, in terms of certainty, number two, the sun will come up tomorrow.
Oh, it's getting dragged into audition right now.
Number one, the Drake whining about not getting a tuna sandwich will be in the sound collage. And I was in, when I was in Chapel Hill a couple months ago, we were eating at this sandwich place, and some guy who is clearly a UNC student, like an athlete,
mm-hmm.
was in there, and he's like at the counter, and he goes, I ordered something to go, and I didn't get, last time, I didn't get my cookie with it. And this guy's 6'6". He looked like a Porzingis. He's like, I didn't get my cookie with it. And then they go, if you would have called and said you didn't get a cookie with the order that you had just picked up, then we could have left a cookie. It's, but you don't, do you have a receipt? He's like, no, I don't have a receipt, but I didn't get my cookie. And then the woman behind the counter goes, I really can't just give you a cookie because you say you didn't get one. You needed to just call and say you didn't get a cookie. He's like, well, how about you just give me the cookie now? I paid for a cookie and I didn't get my cookie last time. How about you give me a cookie now? And she tried to explain it, and he said cookie probably two more times. And then finally she's like, what kind of cookie was it? And then she just gives him a chocolate chip cookie. And then he leaves. It w- and then
that is an NCAA violation right there.
Yes, free cookie.
I mean, they're not paying those guys. They got to grind for whatever they can get, you know?
For every cookie, right? Trust me.
For
those guys are getting
crumb.
Yeah.
Those guys are not getting paid, but you think some UNC dude isn't, he's got to pay, he's got to beg
Jordan,
for cookies?
Jordan is funneling all the money from his sneakers straight into UNC.
That's right, Fred. I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you on this one, Fred. So who do you have for the list? I'm sorry, did we do it?
I had two people for the list, okay. If that's okay.
Yes.
I have one girl and one guy.
Let's hear it.
The guy I have is Slavoj Zizek.
Who is that?
Philosopher.
The philosopher Slavoj Zizek.
57, Slavo Fizek.
Oh,
backup center for the Timberwolves. You sure Slavo Fizek isn't the backup center for the Minnesota T-Wolves?
Real utility player off the bench.
Yeah. So who else do you have?
The other one is, I don't know how consistent this is, but I was watching the Nardwar interview with her, and it was just atrocious how, like, miserable it was to try to watch this, but Lydia Lunch.
Oh, no, I'm not putting Lydia Lunch on this. No way.
Oh,
nope.
After her 5-minute rant about how AIDS wasn't that big of a deal because the Black Plague was greater.
Look, I'm not putting her on the blowhard list. Sorry. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. It's not happening. You might disagree. Look, I didn't see the Nardwar thing. I'll watch it. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not putting her on the blowhard list. Sorry. Sorry!
Nardwar got those apprentice tapes, right? The ones they're hiding. $5 million penalty. He's
got
to help.
Nardwar's got them. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
And Fred. This is John in Raleigh.
John in Raleigh?
Yeah.
What's up in Raleigh tonight, John?
I'm watching a little b-ball. The NBA season has begun.
What are you watching? Are you watching Portland, Utah?
I am.
How's that going?
It's a tie game. It's good. Good so far. Actually, the Jazz are up 3, but a fun game so far.
How's my 13th round fantasy basketball pick, Alan Crabb, playing?
Crabb's hit a couple threes. Wow, I think that's going to be good for you.
Good. Crabb's going to do all right.
He's gaming. Yeah.
I'll tell you who good. I'm going to dump from my team, Brandon Jennings.
Yeah, it wasn't looking so good earlier tonight. He didn't make a lot of shots.
He'll be
like.
Hot and cold. I'm going to dump him and put on Bismack Biyombo instead.
Bismack, baby.
Yes. So. Yes.
I just had a blowhard, if you're still doing blowhards.
Let's hear it.
Or two, actually.
Let's hear it.
I got, what's the guy?
Somebody's saying I should put on Alain de Botton, another philosopher. I don't know these philosophers. I don't know. I'm dumb. I didn't go like you did, Fred.
No.
I didn't go to Stanford like you did.
You literally had a run of shows where you talked about going to the Princeton Library and learning all the time. You're way more learned than I am.
The Princeton Town Public Library, not the Princeton University Library. I'm talking about walking into the town's library, Fred, that anyone can do.
I don't believe.
You don't believe? Well, I went to a community college, Fred.
Okay.
That's what I went
to.
So
did I.
I don't know, but you're fancy. You didn't need it. You didn't need it. So who's the deal for the list again? Sorry.
Christian Bale, the actor.
Why? Because he yelled at a DP who walked in front of the shot?
I think that's part of it. I mean,
That DP deserved to get screamed at.
It's a person who's like maybe a little more self-important and self... I don't know. He takes himself too seriously, I think, for the work that he's doing.
So what you're saying is he probably needs someone like a clown to come up to him and go, "Why so serious?" Is that what you're saying? That would help him out a lot? If like
yeah,
some
like
clown
an
type
Mike
figure?
Type.
No, or... Goodbye. Get off my phone. For God's sake. Best show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Paige from Los Angeles.
Paige from Los Angeles. What's going on, Paige?
I have someone for the Blowhard 100 if they're not already on the list.
Who do you have?
Lena Dunham.
I'm not putting Lena Dunham on the list.
Okay.
Sorry. Nice
okay.
Try. That's a very West Coast thing, right?
Hating on Lena Dunham is a very West Coast thing.
Well, no, they wouldn't understand. It's just like, it's the East Coast. This is how we do it out here, right?
No.
The bagels and the water. That's why our bagels are the best. It's the water.
The pizza.
Right? The pizza dough is the best because of the water. You know who gets it? Larry King gets it. He knows what it's like. Somebody's saying Lisa Lampanelli should be on the list. Yeah, let's put her on. Just because on her Marc Maron interview when she was just like, I just want to ask, do you think I'm like have what it takes to be one of the all-timers? It's like, who would ever say that out loud? 79, Lisa Lampanelli, in tribute to my friend Andy Kindler. Well, you're having a good time on the line. Who's laughing here?
Hi, this is Brett Saunders from Denver, Colorado.
Oh, I know Brett. This guy's a radio guy, an old-fashioned radio guy.
What's up, Brett?
Hi, Fred. How are you, man?
I'm all right, my dude.
What's the difference between Brett and Tom?
What's the difference? What do you mean?
You're infinitely funnier and quick-witted. I am a pretty good interviewer.
Well, I was going to say the difference is Brett has been paid for radio in this lifetime, and Tom is still striving for that first shiny nickel.
Brett's laughing because he's holding that Colorado Kush. That's why he's laughing.
What do you want?
Hey, Fred, I didn't know that you were at Matador 21. I was there. I didn't get a chance to meet you.
Nobody got to.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to meet you.
Here's another thing. One of the blowhards was
the kid running across the street for tots at 5 in the morning. a drunk kid running in a spoon sweatshirt.
Running across in a spoon sweatshirt!
He's running across.
This is the most hurtful thing!
He's running across the street. He's running across the street to Sonic.
I watched that guy yell at a waitress.
Who?
That Brett Daniel dude.
Oh, slay off.
No.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. That's true. Brett actually came out into the lobby and shook hands with everyone after the spoon gig at that show.
We all can't be you and your crew and the banana man or whatever, whoever you're tight with. We all can't be banana man.
That guy's the whipping boy.
So what's that? What do you got, Brett? And something for the thing?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Did Chuck Woolery make the list yet, Tom?
Did he? Dudio? If Woolery's not on there, please. What's that? 22. He's on there.
Thanks. He's blocked all of us. Like anybody even associated with your show has been blocked.
We don't know. He doesn't know he exists anymore. Well, Brett, thank you so much. What do you got? Who do you got coming up on your radio show, Brett?
Well, I had Chelsea Clinton earlier this week. I have Sting next week, next Thursday.
Damn. Sting?
Yeah.
36.
Oh.
Sting.
All right, man. I'm a Fred head. Thanks, Fred. Good talking to you.
Yeah, you're a Fred head. What do you get money from the weed commissioner or something? Where do you get that fan kush? This is Fred. Anybody says anything. Sounds like someone's getting into
that. Literally, me and Brett talked about that. Like, literally, that's like a point of.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yes.
This is Fred. This is anything. Fred. Somebody says anything. Sounds like someone got the sticky icky on.
The juvenilization of weed culture by whites allows them to not be incarcerated.
Hi. This is Jessica from Ithaca.
Got it in under the wire. Got it in under the wire. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks.
Do you have someone for the list?
I do. I've got two for the list.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Oh, goody. Are the Gallagher brothers on the list?
Are they? Dudio? I don't think they are. Yeah. 28, the Gallagher brother. No, 28, Liam Gallagher. No, this is what we're going to do. 38 Liam Gallagher, 39 Noel Gallagher.
Did you see that? Did you see that article about how was it Noel was moving furniture to prove to Liam that the ghosts are, exist or something like that? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
No,
no I didn't. Anyone else, Jessica?
Yeah, Ayn Rand.
Well,
much okay.
Yeah, I think we have living people only on the list. I think we've tried to keep living people, right? Pretty
get
sure,
it.
Unless that philosopher's dead.
You're
gonna have to blow.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Jessica.
All right. You have a good night.
Bye,
you too,
Jessica.
Bye. Say that thing now that the juvenilization of weed makes it legal for white people.
No,
it decriminalizes white people.
No, it's like if you look at the two weed cultures,
mm-hmm.
like look at what is associated with African Americans who've actually been incarcerated in
sure.
huge amounts.
Absolutely.
Swaths, huge yeah. generations versus, like, you see, like, what Cheech and Chong and, like,
uh-huh.
college-educated people, mm-hmm. college-educated whites who get to, like, revel in that kind of culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a huge disconnect about.
Sure. I agree with you.
Well, I've just turned this into...
It's not a disagreeing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what do you think? I'm going to argue in favor of the Rockefeller laws or something? Like New York has had the most backwards drug laws of almost any state.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Stop and frisks. I got stop and frisked 8 times.
Uh-huh.
The first 2 months I was living in.
Really?
And yeah, and same place too. Mm-hmm. And same set of cops every time. Grand Central.
that's unbelievable. But it's believable.
Yeah.
Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going? It's the unpredictable Jay George here.
Jay George, the wrestler.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm good, Tom. How are you feeling?
I'm pretty good. What's up, Jay George?
So actually, a pretty interesting turn of events from the last time I called. It turns out a promoter that was listening to the show, was a fan of the show, has decided to bring me and... Jeff Cannonball together as a tag team, and he wants us to be called the Friends of Tom.
What? No, this sounds like you're a wind-up.
No, this is 100% true. Not only that, though, there's another thing, because I got talking to the promoter. He wanted to know if it was possible, and I mean, I would have to talk to Mike about this, but he wants Mike to come out to the ring with us.
Mike? Would you, to do what? To be a manager?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how much would Mike get paid? That's look. I gotta just ask.
Well, yeah,
Mike won't ask. Mike won't ask because he's modest. will Mike be compensated for this?
No, definitely. Yeah, I would. I could put him in touch with the promoter, and they could hash out all those details. But you would definitely be compensated.
You want to do this, Mike? Come in here, Mike, please. Come in here, apmike.bandcamp.com. So, Jay George, the wrestler, says he's going to be paired with Jeff Cannonball, who's the guy who worked on the Gary the Squirrel single. He did the hardcore. The Altered Boys did the hardcore side of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, he wants to know, they're going to pair these two wrestlers who listen to the show. And they want. What did you want to know? If Mike could do what now?
I guess he's going to come out to the ring. Let's be part of the act. He'd be ringside managing us.
Would you want to manage the two wrestlers?
The Friends of Tom.
Okay. When is it exactly?
This is November 18th. Queens, New York.
In Queens. Oh, boy.
November 18th, Mike, just so you know, is a Friday.
You have to cross two rivers.
No, I used to live in Queens. Let's discuss it.
Should they hit you up on Twitter? Maybe?
Yeah, we're on Twitter together. So yeah, we'll have a little dialogue there, and you'll give me the information. And we could probably work something out.
Awesome! I know the guy was really he's a big fan of the show. You're this end of Half Hour Power, and he was ecstatic about the idea.
Okay,
wait, who is? I gotta say, look, no offense to you, Mike. He's ecstatic about the idea.
Yeah.
Well, once he heard, like, the idea of him being this, like, Rocky-esque manager and the cap and all that, then, like, Adrian, I it's a money idea.
Okay. I think I think I should employ somebody who's really good at this wrestling stuff. Could I have a sidekick? Managers get sidekicks?
Yeah, you could have a sidekick. You'd probably have to pay him out of your cut, though, I'm sure.
I want to get Brett Davis involved in this. He should be involved with this. All right. Could probably give me some pointers, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a great
idea.
I know
Jeff was trying to figure out a way to get Damon Abraham involved as well. So they're just trying to make a big thing out of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, you should reach out to him.
Okay, well, yeah, well, we'll set something up.
I love it. All right. We'll see what happens, Jay George.
Tom, thank you for making this possible, man.
Of course. You have a great night.
You too, buddy.
Bye. Isn't it weird where we end up?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Suddenly,
yeah.
Mike, you now have a chance to be a wrestling manager.
Yeah. My lifelong dream come true.
Finally.
In Queens, of all places.
Dreams do come true, Mike.
Yeah.
You're going to be there yelling at your wrestlers, telling them. With a knit cap on.
I think I'll be
sweats.
Doing more yelling on the Grand Central Parkway as I'm
trying to get there.
Oh, we'll make it happen.
I love it. I love the attitude. Go get him, right? Go get him, apmike.bandcamp.com. Now, Fred.
What's up, man?
You're one of my favorite people.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
You know I just tease you.
Yeah.
You know. You know we're friends.
Are we?
Yes. We're friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
Of course.
You came to my workplace.
I did. I swung by and said hi to Fred. I watched Fred work.
It was brutal that day.
It's all business.
You watched me spend $1,000 of my own money.
Yeah. Fred makes, but that's the kind of guy you want at the job. Fred makes it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Fred pulls out that credit card. He had to buy something on the spot. Makes it happen. I like you, Fred.
Thank you, man.
No matter what everyone else says, Fred, I'm telling you. You think about it this. Visualize this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a line out the door.
Mm-hmm.
If the sign says, people who hate Fred.
Excellent.
Line starts here.
Yeah.
Line's out the door.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Down the block.
Mm-hmm.
Loops around the building.
Yes, it's like early voting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like early voting. People who love Fred.
Uh-huh.
It's me.
That's it.
Hannah. Right, you there?
Yeah.
Hannah. Hannah. What the frick, Hannah? He's always yelling at Hannah. Right? You watch Girls, right?
I've never seen.
Name your favorite girls. Let's rank the girls.
I once had to carry Lena Dunham because she was dressed as a mermaid. So I had to physically carry her on camera.
I'm going to say favorite for Fred is going to be.
There you go. Shoshana or whatever.
I say Shoshana first.
Uh-huh. I think so.
Shoshana. Marnie's last.
Marnie.
Then.
The dude who quit.
Then Hannah. Then Jessa. Then Marnie. Now let's rank the dudes on girls, Fred. Your favorite to least favorite.
Brian Williams.
Hold on. Fred's favorite is going to be...
Childish Gambino.
Alex Karpovsky. What's his character's name?
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
Fred likes Ray first. Then he likes Adam. Then last is Desi. Everybody hates Desi, right? Who else, Fred?
Don't know.
Who else would be on the list? Let's think. You like Ray best.
Mm-hmm.
Then Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's his face? Who's the friend Who's Andrew Rannells?
Oh, yeah. Elijah?
Elijah.
Yeah.
He's going to go above Desi on your list.
This is your service. You curate tastes right there. Now I can walk out the door and pretend I've seen girls because I have that list.
All right. Ray, Adam, who's in the middle? There's somebody in the middle we're missing, right?
Yeah.
Who was the teacher who Hannah went out with, remember?
Oh, that boring.
He was a snooze.
Yeah.
Snooze Blondie. Teacher. We're putting snooze teacher. Who else? Are you proud to have the name Hannah?
Oh, yes.
Because of the character Hannah?
Oh, yes.
Hannah Horvath.
I love it.
All right. Well, the best show's over.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Fred for coming by. I want to thank Hannah for coming by. Who's this now? Final call? Best show. Last call of the night. Best show.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. To who are we speaking?
It's Rich in Patterson.
Rich in Patterson. What do you got, Rich?
I got one for the blowhard list.
Who do you got? Let's hear
Jay
it.
Moore.
Jay Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, he makes the list. Jay Moore. What do we got in the 30s? 34, Jay Moore. There he goes, right there.
Thank you, Tom.
Of course.
Tom, can I plug something?
Of course you can.
Fantastic.
Go ahead, Fred.
On November 8th, when you're done voting, Chris Gethard will be putting on a 12-hour election special. I will be in charge of the first 4 hours because I actually read the AP day book and know a little bit about politics because of my current job. It'll be me, Andrew Tischer, and that coward Connor O'Malley wants to fight me on air, and that might happen towards the end of that four-hour block. So, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Who are you going to fight now?
Connor O'Malley.
Yeah.
He's a coward.
Why are you going to fight? First of all, that dude is ripped.
Yeah.
He's going to knock your block off.
You can't lift weights to fix your chin, though. That's the thing.
No.
And you can't lift your way out of cowardice. It's born into
your head's going to go flying across the room.
No, that's not going to be a problem. He's not.
First of all, that dude's super funny.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic. I tried to bring him tonight.
Yeah.
Ask permission.
He's super funny.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But in a fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to crush you.
No.
Yeah.
No, Tom.
Tell me what you're going to do to fight him. What are you going to do?
I worked security for years before this.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, so you're throwing a drunk guy out of a thing. This is a guy showing up ready to fight you. He's not going to be... He knows what's going down.
Well, then if you want to watch me get my block knocked off, then that'll be the other thing. Yeah. Yeah. You want to watch me crawl and
you
want to
see Fred's teeth get readjusted.
There it is. Right? I haven't had dental work done since.
Yeah, well, you're about to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
Some Election Day dental work.
Exactly.
Courtesy of
first
Dr.
Hours.
O'Malley. Right, DDS. Yeah. Look, yeah. You're about to get your face caved in.
Or I might body slam him through a table, either one.
No, but you're going to. People want to know how you have... somebody's asking how you have an old-school Brooklyn accent. All
That's just how I talk.
That's what somebody asked on Twitter. I don't hear it.
Never.
Because I just... All I hear is like the New England prep school accent. I hear you trying to kind of tamp that down.
Flatten my...
That's what I hear. You sound like Patty Hearst when she's doing her... Symbionese Liberation Army.
This is...
Mommy and Daddy, I just want to say that me and SinQ and the rest of the Symbionese Liberation Army, we robbed a bank, Mommy and Daddy, and we are here for freedom for the people. The rest of the SLA, we will be fighting for freedom.
This is absolutely sincere. Are there any more tapes of you on the radio? I very much love young Tom's voice and his very Jersey accent.
Oh, yeah, I have tapes.
Oh!
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Can we please have those tapes? Oh, my God, Tom. I rewound that part over
of
and
me
over.
Calling Brian Wilson?
Oh, it's okay. Fantastic.
Well, look, you're going to need something to listen to when you're in the hospital after Connor caves your head in. So I'll see what I can put together for you to listen.
Connor does improv comedy. I don't think so. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
He's going to... Yeah, because you were a bouncer one week. Right? Yeah. Don't worry. Look, we're working the door at Uncle Steve's pot shack or whatever it was doesn't get you...
2310 East Union.
Yeah, look, okay. All right. Yeah, enough. Enough with you and yours. You rich kids. Do you hate your job? Do you live with existential dread? Then watch. Your pretty face is going to hell from Adult Swim. It doesn't matter what your answers were to those questions. That's how good this show is. It's a workplace comedy set in hell. Literally hell, where demons grapple with love, sex, religion, technology, and dealing with the world's worst boss, all while having to stab some unfortunate soul while listening to Smash Mouth. This is what peak television's all about. There are probably 17 or 18 other shows that take place in hell, but this is the one that does it best. It's got guests like Andy Daly, Eddie Pepitone, John Glazer. It's created by Dave Willis of Aqua Teen and Squidbillies fame, and Casper Kelly, the guy who made Too Many Cooks, which was the video that came out the same week as My Amazing Newbridge special, and promptly sent what was an excellent, really funny program packing to the scrap heap of 4 a.m. obscurity. John Worcester co-wrote some episodes. Why wasn't I asked to watch to write an episode? What is this? I know Dave and Casper. They say they're fans. They think I'm too big to write one of these. Yeah, I probably am. The show is on October. It premiered October 23rd and will be on every beep boop 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 beep boop 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 every Sunday. You watch your pretty face is going to hell every Sunday at 11:30 on Adult Swim. And you can watch seasons 1 and 2 over at AdultSwim.com. My friends, the best show's over. I say to you good night. And here is something from a band I love called Karoma. And their record is called Karomarama. No. Karoma. Karomaroma. 20th Century by Karoma. Great song. Summer's over. This brings back a little bit of the summer of 2015. Karoma. Best show back next week. Bye.